Good evening and welcome into Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. I'm your voice of the Owls, Jimmy Kelts. My statistician and spotter is next to me, Cameron Snodgrass, and my production engineer and sound man, Nick Youngs, is back at the station. We are live from Parkway Field tonight for the Owls' home opener. They'll be hosting St. Mary's. Both teams coming in 0-1 after losing their opening week of the season. The Owls specifically dropped one in Brookville, and it was a tough game. Brookville has always been a tough team. Last year, the only team they lost to was Carnes City, who ended up winning that division in the District 9. So, recapping last week's game for the Owls, it was a pretty good first half, especially if you're looking at it statistically. For the Owls, they were able to drive downfield a couple times. I mean, the opening drive for the Owls, the actual opening drive of the game, didn't quite go their way after Brookville chose to receive first, and they ended up returning that opening kickoff for a touchdown. Bradford, on the other hand, their first offensive set, they set up the offense, they start getting downfield. They got a brand new quarterback, Elijah Fitton, trying to drive the offense, and they find some success. Fitton making some plays with his legs, also found Dalton Dixon for a big chunk of yardage. They get inside the 10-yard line, and they had a blocking in the back call that would bring them back about 20 yards. And that was kind of the story. So they would move the ball for the first half. They would move the ball, and some, you know, mistake would usually take it away from them. They did end up finding the end zone because of Elijah Fitton making plays down there. But after halftime, that's when the defense started to slip a little bit there, and Brookville made some adjustments at half. But the first half of play was really nice for the Owls. If we could have put up a few more points on offense, which is something that I talked to Coach Jeff Puglio about today, you'll hear in the coach's show. If we could have put up a few more points on offense, who knows how that second half goes. Either way, we comes out as a loss to Brookville in week one. And now we come in here for the home opener for the Owls tonight, hosting St. Mary's. And by all accounts, it seems like the Owls had a phenomenal week of practice. It sounds like everything was going well in practice. They have a few things they had to deal with as far as personnel-wise, a couple of injuries. We saw Mike Gow go down in the second half of last week's game. He is their starting middle linebacker, and quite a presence there in the middle of the field. And that's going to change the look of that defense. But because of, and this is something that coach will talk about again during the coach's show, but because of Fitton's athleticism and the way that he is able to make plays, they're going to slide him into that middle linebacker slot and see how he does in there. So there's a few, you know, that also takes him out of the free safety and the cornerback play that he usually gets. So there is some movement on the defensive side. We also have Lucas Laktash out tonight. He will not be suiting up for the Owls. So his starting wide receiver role will go to Troy Adkins, and Nate Girdlestone will also be out there on the field as well. But a lot of this, again, is what I talked to Coach Jeff Puglio about. That'll be coming right up on the coach's show. Mike Gow, as I mentioned, with the injury, he's going to officially be out for season with a collarbone injury is the official word. It was a shoulder collarbone area, looked very painful. He was down on the ground for a while there, but best thoughts for Mike Gow. Chris Rodriguez is a guard and a defensive end that we didn't get to see a lot of last year, but it's somebody that we're going to keep an eye on here tonight as he tries to fit in here and tries to fill the holes left by some of the guys like Mike Gow being missing, Lucas Laktash not being on the field, and just as positions are swapped around, trying to figure out how those positions, those guys' roles are filled. So let's hear it from Coach Puglio himself as it's time for the coach's show with Jeff Puglio for Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Time for the coach's show with Owls coach Jeff Puglio. Thanks for joining me again this week, coach.
Yes, Jeff. No problem.
So we've got a week two ahead of us, and it's the home opener for the Owls tonight at Parkway Field, and we will be facing St. Mary's, a team that we played, I think, was it opening week last year?
Yeah, we opened with them last year.
So it was a tough game for us last year, obviously first game of the season and coming off kind of a wacky offseason, kind of a combination of things. But before we get into that, let's talk about week one, the loss in Brookville. What were your thoughts on week one? What did you like that you wanted more of? What did you not like that you wanted to work on immediately at practice?
I thought the defense adjusted well. You know, and we battled back at the end of that first half, and I thought, you know, we showed what we can do with, defensively at the end of the first half. We struggled on offense. I mean, there's no way around it. That's kind of, you know, our goal is to try to be around that 70% completion mark, and we were not able to do that. So that's kind of been our stress this week, is to distribute the ball a little bit more, kind of take what the defense is going to give us, and kind of relax into it a little bit more. I think that's key for us going into tonight, is just to relax and try to distribute the ball.
I think going off what you just said there too, was we had a couple of drives early that were taken away. We got inside the 10-yard line and then a couple blocking in the back calls that brought us back out. And on the other side of the ball with the defense, that end of the first half was like you could watch the progress each series as it kept going. I mean, Brookville was kind of moving, and then they were getting less and less far down the field, couple of punts, and then eventually before halftime there's a fumble recovery. So it was like every possession you watched them get better.
Yeah, I mean, it was one of those deals where we started to get a little bit of momentum, but, you know, without being able to put points on the board, it gets frustrating.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, when we come out in the second half and we have a turnover, I think we just kind of deflated at that point. You know, I mean, those are things you learn from. It's early in the season, and we're still growing, and obviously we have work to do. So those are things you stress in practice. And I think this week our focus has been just to play faster, a little looser, not worry so much about what could go wrong, and then just play, you know, kind of get that out of your mind.
Yeah, I like that. We saw Dalton Dixon, obviously leading receiver, and for good reason. He won every 50-50 ball. I mean, there was a few times that Fitton just put some trust in him and put it up there. A couple of good throws where he hit him right in the back shoulder, but for a lot of them, I mean, Dixon just went up and got it, and that's what he brings to the table. Is there any plans on how to capitalize that? Are we going to push that a little bit, or do you want to spread it around more?
I mean, if they're going to give us the shots deep, we definitely want to take them. I think the more we look at Dalton, and Dalton does make some amazing plays, you know, just going up and getting the ball, attacking the ball, being aggressive, and like you said, he won most of those 50-50 balls. The problem with that is, if that's going to be our only source of offense, teams are going to see that, and they're going to start to make it harder for Dalton to be as involved. So that's where it becomes more critical for us to distribute the ball to make sure we give Dalton the space he's going to need.
Yeah, pretty easy to double up on that and try to take it away, or at least make it a lot harder, less successful. And we saw Elijah Fitton, in his first start at quarterback, made a few plays with his legs as well. I think he had at least four runs of 10-plus yards or more. Is that part of the plan? Are some of those read plays or option plays? Or is he just making that call after he looks downfield, doesn't like what he sees, and just keeps the ball there?
We have some design quarterback run, but most of that's Elijah being able to improvise. And that's what he brings to the table. He's very athletic, and that's kind of what we like about him. The quarterback is his athleticism. Now, we would like to see him, you know, settle down more in the pocket and get the ball to some guys that are open. But if he doesn't like what he sees, he always can tuck it and run. As we saw Friday, he can make things happen.
Yeah, I think it was a good first, really good first half, and I think overall a pretty good first start. I think he'll find maybe a little bit more of the pocket presence there, learn to step up into it instead of running out of it. And I would assume playing that position for the first time, you just don't have the patience yet. It's a scary place to be right there in the middle of the field. What about defensively? I saw Mike Gow go down with an injury there in Brookville. What's the word on him? Are you going to have to make some defensive changes?
Yes. So Mike will be out for a couple weeks with a shoulder. So we're actually going to shuffle some things up, and because of his athleticism and getting him into the middle of the field, we're going to try Elijah in the middle of the field at linebacker tonight, just to see if he can kind of make things happen.
Okay.
From what we saw, our linebacker play was a little slow because we were on our heels a little too much. So we're going to try fitting in there tonight and see if he can just give us that kind of spark in the interior part of the defense that we're looking for.
Okay. Yeah, I like that too. Who's going to fill in that cornerback that he was playing?
So we got a bunch of guys that have been competing really hard. Ryan Ward's new to the program this mm-hmm. year, a senior, and also senior Caleb Shenfield. Guys that played, Caleb's guys played a lot of snaps for us in the past. So I think we'll be just fine there, and it kind of gets more athletes on the field for us, which is, you know, something we always like to do.
Yeah, and then one of those guys you hope, just like you said with moving Elijah in, you think might bring a spark and shows you something and gets the team going. Now moving on to week two, the home opener, St. Mary's. They also started the season 0-1. I think they scored there in the second half, but they were shut out by Kane in the first half. But they were a strong team last season, so where do they sit? What do we expect to see from them tonight?
Similar to what we saw last year. They're almost a mirror image of Brookville offensively.
Oh, wow.
Being both schools that had Coach Barachetti as their coordinator in the past 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see a lot of similarities into the attack. Now, they also are going to be returning their quarterback. He's a very, very talented player. And he's one of those guys that if you give him any space, he's going to make you pay for it. So we have to really be focused on, you know, where we are in the field, trying to make things complicated for him and maybe send him some pressure.
Okay. Well, I kept you for a couple extra minutes here than I usually do. Had some good conversation. I appreciate it. We'll see you down there tonight for the home opener, Bradford Owls Week 2 against St. Mary's. Thanks for joining me, Coach.
Thanks. Let's go, Owls.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Parkway Field for Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. That was the coach's show with Jeff Puglio, and pretty insightful to be able to sit down and talk to the head coach there for a few minutes every week. And what we learned there, obviously you heard us talking about Mike Gow, and again, he said he's going to be out for a couple weeks. I do have confirmation he is officially out for the season with a collarbone injury. We're hoping he can come back and be able to swing a bat, throw a ball there for baseball season. That's what we're hoping for. We also know Elijah Fitton moving to inside linebacker from safety. Troy Adkins will be moving into the safety position. And that's going to have a lot of new looks for the Owls defense with Fitton's flexibility at linebacker. The Owls offense also should be clicking more now after another week of practice, a complete revamp during the week. And a little side note there, we also had Fretz that played against Countersport. And did extremely well in that game. So we've got some things to look forward to here tonight and in the future for this Bradford Owls club. Let's take a look at St. Mary's. Last season, they were 5-1. They lost to Clearfield in the final game of the season. We got them in week one, and I believe they put up like 63 points. It was a pretty impressive show there from the boys from St. Mary's. We're waiting on the toss now down on the field to see if the Owls will be receiving or kicking off first. St. Mary's lost last week 24-7 to Ridgeway, the Ridgeway Johnsonburg Co-op. They were shut out at halftime and eventually did find the end zone there once. And Kristen Coudray and Logan Moiser are going to be the players to watch for tonight. Their quarterback has been good for a couple of years now. He's had a lot of success. And the scary part about it is he's got a younger brother right behind him, who's going to be ready to take over that job after Coudray graduates, which will be this year. He's a starting senior quarterback. Starting lineup for your Bradford Owls. It's the starting lineups brought to you by Kathy Obermeyer at ERA Team VP Real Estate. We'll have Elijah Fitton starting at quarterback tonight. His second start at the position after sliding into the role during his senior year. We'll have A.J. Gleason in the backfield. We'll have Dalton Dixon, of course, starting at wide receiver. He had about 102 yards receiving, crossed the 100-yard mark last week. Lucas Lactas, again, he'll be out this week. So we're going to see Troy Adkins, I believe, will be out there as the starter. And Girdlestone will also be taking a few reps out that way as well. On the other side, wide receiver will be Sean Pitts and Jared Wilmoth. The left tackle will be the left guard will be Harrison Morso, the center Alex Gangloff, the right guard Vince Adota, and the right tackle Nolan Gonzalez. On the defensive side of the ball, defensive ends Chris Rodriguez and Nolan Gonzalez. AJ Gleason started at defensive end last week. We're going to keep an eye on Rodriguez here tonight. On the inside, the tackles, Alex Gangloff and Harry Morseau. Middle linebackers, we heard there, Elijah Fitton and Ashton Smith. Outside linebackers, Dalton Dixon and Brett Thompson. In the cornerback role, Caleb Shenfield will be filling in for Fitton. And Jared Wilmoth will be on the other side. And the free safety tonight, Troy Adkins. So the Owls will be receiving here to start the game. And St. Mary's lines up for the kick. We've got Fitton and Dixon deep to return. It's a bit of a squib kick, picked up at about the 32-yard line, and not much of a return. Troy Adkins doesn't have a lot of room there. He goes forward a little bit, has to try to make a move to get around some guys, and ends up going down right around where he received the ball. But with the squib kick, you still get pretty good start at the field position. 34-yard line is where the Owls will start their first offensive set. So the Owls take the field with double twins. Your far wide receiver is Jared Wilmoth on the right side and Dalton Dixon on the left. And Fitton is going to take a quick two-step drop and tries to hit Pitts. Goes incomplete. So that'll bring up second and 10, still on the 34-yard line. So Elijah Fitton there trying right away, like Coach Puglio, to spread the ball around a little bit. It was very obvious last week that Dixon was his favorite target. And it's easy and frustrating when it's that obvious you can take it away. There's a complete pass from Fitton to Ashton Smith out of the backfield. And we'll see where they mark that. Looks like about a 9-yard gain. It's going to bring up third and one. So nice 9-yard gain there from Fitton to Smith. And here is third and one on the 43-yard line. Fitton has trips out to the left. He's going to take the snap, look directly to the right, and it's almost picked off as he tried to go for Jared Wilmoth right off the line. And the pass is broken up by Carter Chancy. Carter Chancy with a nice jam there right off the snap, jammed his receiver and was able to almost get the pickoff. The Owls are going to stay on the field, though, and go for it on fourth and one. Fitton's got two men in the backfield with him. And he awaits the snap, trying to draw the Flying Dutch offsides here. Not biting for it so far. And Fitton takes the snap, looks out to his left, his right. And the intended receiver was Pitts, but it's going to fall incomplete. And the Owls will go three and out on their first offensive set. Four and out. We'll have a turnover on downs. So first and 10 for St. Mary's. Good field position on their first start here. At the 43-yard line, Coudray takes the field. And Coudray will start out in the same formation that the Owls did. That's double twins, two receivers on each side of the field. And it's going to be a handoff up the left side. And nice tackle there by, I think, Dixon. A lot of contact there by Dalton Dixon, not afraid to throw his body into the mix, and it's a gain of about eight to Matthew Davis. So that's going to bring up second and two for St. Mary's after Coudray finds Davis for the 8-yard run. He awaits the snap on second down. At about the 35-yard line, and they are going to take a timeout. So that's a St. Mary's timeout here with 10 minutes and 55 seconds in the first half. We'll take a timeout with them. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
98CM Bradford. WESB Bradford. B107.5 FM. This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Back from the tax-in timeout, Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. St. Mary's called an early timeout there, just under 11 minutes left in the first quarter. Seemed like a little bit of a confusion on the play call. And now Coudray ready for second and two from the 35-yard line. And it's just a quick pitch, almost a handoff. And it's going to go for the first down and a few after that as well. So that's the Coudray to Coudray connection. Christian, the quarterback, gives it a quick flick up to Charlie Coudray, his younger brother. And that's good for a first down. And they'll take it from the 28-yard line. Coudray with a quick screen pass to the right side, and that's complete. Now he's got an open look at the end zone, but a shoestring tackle is made that keeps him out. And that looked like Logan Mosier. And that's a big gain for St. Mary's, about a 15-yard gain, first and 10 from the 12-yard line. And Coudray with a handoff now, running right up the gut, and he's fighting his way forward. He's trying to get to that 5-yard line. He's going to come up a little bit shy of it, but that is Davis again, their tailback, and it's going to be a gain of about 5 and bring up a second and 5 from the 7-yard line. So St. Mary's and Coudray having a, and there's a left. He's got a man in the flat, stiff arm, dive, and the touchdown is good. From Chadsey, Carter Chadsey, and a nice offensive start here to St. Mary's as Coudray finds Chadsey for a 7-yard touchdown. That, again, we had short possession there, or short field there for St. Mary's starting out. I believe they started at the 43-yard line, so it didn't have to go far. But again, they go down pretty quickly. And it's going to be a fake field goal. Wide open man in the corner of the end zone. And it's converted. It's going to be Dylan Wrights. Or Colin Wrights. Colin Wrights. And that makes it 8-0 after the two-point conversion. St. Mary's leads the Owls. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
It's the family bar with the car. The Model T Inn in Derrick City. You'll always get great meals and a relaxed family atmosphere at the Model T. Stop in Fridays and treat yourself to one of Jason's delicious fish fries and their other tasty menu items anytime. Relax and enjoy your dinner or drinks outdoors on their beautiful newly expanded deck and patio area. You'll love it. Whenever you're looking for a great night out, meet your friends at the family bar with the car. The Model T Inn in Derrick City.
WESB Sports.
So not a great start for the Owls there. St. Mary's goes 43 yards in about 5.5 minutes to score the first touchdown of the game. St. Mary's leads the Owls 8-0. The Owls set to receive here. We're still in the first quarter, and Toji's touchdown sweepstakes is live. Kathy Eckert is our first quarter contestant. Kathy, if the Owls score in this quarter, you're going to win a free dinner off the Value Pack Meals menu at Toji's Family Restaurant. If the Owls do not score, you still win a free lunch special from Toji's Substation. Here's the kickoff. It's another squib. It's picked up at about the 28, and he's going to drive right up through the middle. It's almost midfield. Troy Adkins with a big return. Gets the crowd pumped up, and he's going to get all the way to the 47-yard line. Picked it up at about the 25. So nice work there from Adkins to try to spark this Owls offense. And Fitton retakes the field. The 47-yard line sends Wilmoth in motion, and it's going to be a handoff after a rough snap. And I believe that's Ashton Smith coming out of the backfield. It'll be a gain of 4. So Smith gets his first rush of the game, and it's a gain of 4 to bring up a 2nd and 6 from midfield. The Owls working with 9 minutes left in the first quarter, and Fitton awaits the snap. Takes it, looks out to his left, and then his right. He's got a man open. It's Wilmoth with a nice sideline catch just shy of the first down. It's going to be a gain of about, let's see, they're going to mark it 1 yard short. So we're going to be looking at 3rd and 1. So that's going to be a gain of about 5 to Wilmoth. And 3rd and 1 from the 44-yard line. They've got two backs in the field on split back. And there's a handoff, and it's good for the first down. That's going to be A.J. Gleason picking up 3 yards. and the first down. So a much more generous Elijah Fitton here in the first half, as he I don't know that he's targeted Dalton Dixon yet. Wilmoth has gotten a few looks. There's been a few handoffs. So this is definitely something that they focused on in practice this week, as Fitton checks the wrist, sends Smith in motion off to the right side, and awaits the snap. He's got trips on the right. He's going to look to the left, back to the right. He's rolling. He's under pressure, and he's taken down way in the backfield. That's going to bring him back to the 45-yard line in Owls territory. It's Connor Straub with the big sack for St. Mary's. It's a loss of 13 yards as Fitton is dragged down in the backfield. He had to escape. The pocket was rolling out to the right side as it collapsed in from the left, and they tangled up his legs, and he goes down at the 45-yard line. Second and 23 is what we'll be staring down here, back into the split back position. Fitton airing it out to Dixon. It's caught back to the original line of scrimmage, and he's got room to run to the 30, the 25, 20, 15, and he's taken down after a beautiful catch and run from Dalton Dixon. It's going to be to darn near the 10-yard line. A 37-yard throw from Fitton to Dalton Dixon. And a beautiful play for the Owls there to get into a really nice position. And they do mark it at the 10-yard line. What a great play by Dalton Dixon to not only get that, now we're going to have a penalty because they're inside the 10. So that has been the MO. Every time the Owls get inside the 10, they get pushed back out with a penalty. So the Owls, one time so far this season, the Owls have been in the red zone and not had a penalty. They scored a touchdown. Every other time they've been pushed back out. So here's Fitton taking the snap. He's rolling out to the right, and he's going to spike the ball. And there's an intentional grounding flag as he just kind of spiked it in front of him. So after the 5-yard penalty on the false start made it first and 15, first and goal from the 15. The intentional downing, I believe, is going to be a loss of a down. And we'll see if it's a 15. So a 20-yard penalty. Oh, it's a 10-yard penalty from the spot of the grounding. So it's first and goal at the 40-yard, second and goal, rather, because of the loss of down. Second and goal from the 40-yard line. Tough position to be in for the young quarterback there. And he's going to air it out to Dixon, and he's got him open. It's caught, dragged inside the 5-yard line. Fitton to Dixon with a 35, 36-yarder. We'll see exactly where it's marked. And it is a 35-yard throw. Puts him right back at the 5-yard line. So his last two throws, 37 and 35 yards, both to Dixon. And it's third and goal at the 5 after a gain of 35 yards. Sentence that I've probably never said before. Hopefully we'll never say again. Third and goal from the 5 after a 35-yard second down. So Fitton by himself in the backfield. He's going to look to his right and looking for Wilmoth. It's dove in front of and broken up by Carter Chadsey. Knocked down, no interception. Did have a play on it, but just got the hands there and knocked it down. So that brings up fourth and goal from the 5. And Smith will get back in the backfield. We'll see if they go split back again, and they do. So that's going to be Smith and Gleason in the backfield on either side of Elijah Fitton, who awaits the snap. And he's got a man in the end zone. It's dropped. It's dropped. Fingertips from Dalton Dixon. And it's another turnover on downs. Much better field position this time. They're not turning it over on their own 43-yard line. But, boy, what a couple of big plays back-to-back. And then to just have the touchdown bounce off fingertips is a bit of a heartbreaker. But I think the Owls should at least feel good for battling back from those penalties. As St. Mary's takes the field, and Crudre will start from his own 5-yard line, first and 10. Still 8-0, and Crudre with a handoff up the middle, and looks like no gain on the play. Again, still 8-0 St. Mary's lead, 6.5 minutes left in the first quarter. Kathy Eckerd was almost made a winner of a free dinner there off the Value Pack Meals menu for Toji's Touchdown Sweepstakes from Toji's Family Restaurant. Free lunch special is still on the table for Kathy. So here's a quick screen and a gain of 5 as he is dragged down after a few extra yards. So it's going to be about a 7, maybe an 8-yard gain for Matthew Davis coming out of the backfield, catching a screen out of the backfield there from Coudray. Brings up a 3rd and 2 for St. Mary's. And here's the snap. It's going to be a handoff again to Davis, and he runs right through the first down open field. If he can make a few moves, this is going to be trouble. But a nice tackle is made by Fitton at the – yeah, it's going to be about a 23-yard gain, and it's going to bring him up past the 40-yard line. See exactly where it's marked. Oh, just shy of the 40. So at the 38-yard line, Davis – with a nice run there, and boy, he takes the other side of the field. I'm not sure that we get the first down here. That might be a touchdown all the way. So here's another handoff, a little bit of a reverse, and he's brought down in the backfield. Nice play by the Owls to stop that one before he gets any positive yardage. So it's officially a no gain. It'll be 2nd and 10 from the 38, and the Owls now keeping an eye on Matthew Davis after the big run. And here comes Coudray. He's going to move his personnel around a little bit and set up back in the shotgun, awaits the snap. And there it is. He's going to drop back. He's got a lot of time. He's got a man in the middle of the field. It's caught at the 45, 40, 35, and he's brought out of bounds at about the 33-yard line in Bradford Owls territory. That is Chadsey again. As we've seen Coudreau hand it off to Davis and throw to Chadsey, and that has been the MO so far after a big gain for St. Mary's, brings him to the 34-yard line. In Owls territory now with 1st and 10, Coudreau already up 8-0 with 4.5 minutes left in the first half. Here's a handoff to Davis. He powers through the middle. A handoff to Justin Dornish. Dornish is just a stacked running back there. He's a little bit shorter. He actually looks like Mike Davis out on the field. We'll see how 2nd and short goes for St. Mary's. 2nd and about 4. Coudray, is it going to air it out? He's got a man on one-on-one coverage, and it's broken up. Excellent defensive coverage by Jared Wilmoth. But there is a flag near the line of scrimmage. So based on the area of where the flag is, you would think that first guess would be holding on the offense. Boy, Wilmoth down there, who was at a considerable size disadvantage, made a beautiful play to break up that touchdown. Really nice coverage there from Wilmoth. So we're at 3:49 left in the first half, and the call is an ineligible receiver downfield on St. Mary's. So a 5-yard penalty and a replay of 2nd down will make it 2nd and 9 now from the 33-yard line. St. Mary's still leading 8-0 at the Owls 38. Coudray working out of the shotgun with Dornish behind him. And Dornish is going to get the handoff, and he's brought down in the backfield. Loss of 5 yards, courtesy of Ashton Smith, with a big wrap up and a tackle. And we're talking possible collision of the game material there by Ashton Smith. We'll have to keep that one in mind. Collision of the game sponsored by Love Toyota Collision Center, 911 East Main Street in Bradford. So here's 3rd and 14 now. And Coudray is going to look deep on the left. Now he's got to shorten up. He's got pressure, and it's almost picked off by Elijah Fitton, sliding well into that middle linebacker role. And that's a big play to bring up a 4th and long. And the Owls end up with a stop here. That's something to feel good about, some momentum, something to build off of here. 3:03 left in the first quarter, and one would assume we'd be looking at a punt here with an 8-point lead, and at the Bradford 38-yard line. Bradford certainly thinks so, as they've brought out the punt return crew, and that's what it'll be. So St. Mary's lines up for the punt. Elijah Fitton, the deep man, will receive, and there's a Bradford Owls timeout. A tax-in timeout, as we like to call it. That's brought to you by tax-in. Restaurant at the intersection of Route 219 and 59 Lewis Run with the best homemade pierogies around. A tax-in timeout. Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Is your insurance coverage up to date? Call Burns & Burns and talk with Ben Kirsch about a free insurance review. Whether it's auto, home, life, health, Medicare, business, workers' comp, or benefits, let Burns & Burns advise you on the best coverages for you. Call Ben Kirsch at 814-368-7161 or stop by the new office location at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford. Burns & Burns, a trusted full-service agency for over 80 years, now at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. Back to Parkway Field for the Owls home opener at St. Mary's. Right now the Owls trailing 8-0, but just came up with a big offensive stop. Momentum builder there with just under 3 minutes left in the first half coming out of the tax-in timeout. St. Mary's is going to punt from the 38-yard line. And it's a fake. Throw is up, and it's picked off. So an interception there from Caleb Shenfield. So Shenfield intercepts the fake punt pass attempt, and that's going to bring up an Owls first and 10 at the 23-yard line. Fitton and the Owls offense retake over here at the 23. First and 10 sends Wilmoth in motion, and the handoff gone awry, and it's a fumble recovered by St. Mary's. So they give it right back. So that was Wilmoth in motion, runs in between the center and Fitton with Smith, the halfback, next to Fitton. Now we have the snap goes, Fitton catches it. So it's not on the money, but it's in Fitton's hands. And then when he tries to transfer the ball to Smith, it's on the ground. St. Mary's jumps on top of it. And now we've got a first and 10 from the 18 after the big stop. Here's a pitch to Davis. Davis gets inside the 15 and then steps out of bounds at about the 12-yard line. So 12-yard line is a gain of 6. It's going to bring up 2nd and 4. Now we've got Coudray working on 2nd and 4. He's got 3 wide receivers out to the right, 1 out to the left. And looks like the Owls might have some confusion on defense. They don't have a third defensive back to match the 3 wide receivers. So that's exactly where the ball goes. It's a gain for a first down, but it's going to be shy of the touchdown. It's going to be a 12-yard pass, though, after the Owls just missed an assignment there on the right side of the field. And it's going to bring up a first and goal from the right around 2.5 yards out. So now they've got 3 wide receivers on the other side of the field. It's a pitch to Davis, and he's got a man in the backfield, and that's where he'll go down. Loss of 2 yards. And it's, I believe, Ashton Smith on the tackle, making a big play in the backfield there as they're trying to keep St. Mary's out of the end zone for the second time in the first half. Still down 8-0, 2 minutes left in the first quarter. And here's a high pass in the corner of the end zone, almost interception, but it was a dime dropped right over the top of the defender. And that's going to be a touchdown, St. Mary's. It's Luke Mosier with a 5-yard touchdown reception. So that makes it 14-0. And last time we had St. Mary's on a 2-point conversion was a fake field goal. We'll see if they kick this one through. And they do. And it is up and good. St. Mary's goes up 15-0 with 1:59 left in the first quarter. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winner's Circle, WR Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, Dexter's Service and Collision on West Washington Street. See Dexter's and let them do it right. And Wilt's Taste of Pizza on East Main Street. It's always tasty at Wilt's Taste of Pizza. Winner Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long, right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Bradford trails St. Mary's 15-0 in their home opener after the five-yard touchdown pass from Coudray to Logan Moisier. Point after attempt was good, and that'll make it 15-0. So the Owls, by all accounts, have shown bright spots, but they just haven't been able to put it all together on both sides of the ball. Had some really nice defensive plays. That last throw from Coudray was a moonshot that drifted right over the head of the defender. And the kick goes out of the back of the end zone. That's the first one from St. Mary's that's not a squib, and they go right where there's no receiver. So that'll bounce back into the end zone, out of the back of the end zone. And that will bring up first and 10 for the Owls at their own 20-yard line. But again, that last touchdown throw right just barely over the head. I mean, looked like it was about to be a touchdown, but there was just enough, or an interception rather, but there was just enough on it to float it right over the head, and only the wideout could get to it. So now Fitton with split backs, looks out to the left. It's a pass completed to Dixon for a short gain. So it's just a short screen to Dixon, and it's a gain of about 3 yards. It's going to bring up second and 7. Gain of 2, rather. Second and 8, we'll call it. Minute 30. No one in the backfield with Fitton, as he's got all wide receivers lined up. Second and 8. And Fitton takes the snap, looks out to the left, and he's going to air it out. It is almost caught. Bobbled and dropped by Dalton Dixon. Good defensive positioning there, as that was another situation where Fitton was just going to put Dalton Dixon in a 50-50 scenario, and Dixon more often than not comes away with those. But it was good coverage there. Dixon was right around the 50-yard line or so. So it would have been a big gain for the Owls. Instead, it brings up a 3rd and 8 from the 22. And Fitton takes the snap, looks out to his right. He's got Wilmoth there. And the pass is high, but Wilmoth brings it down, and then he's dragged down by his face mask, and there's a flag on the play. So Wilmoth, the gain is about 6 yards. So it's a 6-yard gain for Wilmoth, and then the face mask will move the chains as well. So it's a 15-yard face mask. So Wilmoth was just shy, 2 yards shy of the first, but the face mask will give him 15 more. And that's going to bring up a 1st and 10 at the Owls 43. And Fitton here, a little heat check with just about a minute left in the first quarter, is 6 for 13 with 90 yards for Elijah Fitton. And takes a low snap. It's going to roll out to his right. Flicks it right over the top to Smith. And boy, that looked like it was real close to a face mask as well. But that's going to be a gain of 5 to Ashton Smith. Maybe one short. We'll call it a gain of 4. 2nd and 6 at the 47-yard line. Fitton drops back. He's got some time. He's got to scramble out to his left. And he's got a man in midfield. And it's a 1st down and more. Smith at the St. Mary's 42-yard line. And that's going to be an 8-yard reception for Smith. And a 1st down for the Owls. 1st and 10 from the 42. The Owls moving the football pretty nicely here with 12 seconds left in the first quarter. And they will get the snap off before the whistle. It's a handoff and a positive gain. Run out of bounds for A.J. Gleason. And it's going to be a gain of 3. Gain of 3 makes it 2nd and 7 with 1.2 seconds left in the first quarter. The Owls making the most of their short clock here in the first quarter, able to stop the clock, get the snaps off, stop the clock, trying to leave as much time in the second quarter as they can down 15-0 here. And Fitton takes the snap to the left side. That's a catch for Troy Adkins. It's another 3 yards for Adkins, Fitton, and the Owls, and that'll bring up a 3rd and 5 at the end of the first quarter. The score is St. Mary's 15, Bradford 0. We'll be back with the second quarter of action, Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Did you know that peripheral arterial disease, or PAD, affects 12 million Americans and is found most commonly in people over age 50 with a history of smoking, diabetes, high blood pressure, or heart disease? How do you know if you have PAD? PAD often begins with poor growth of toenails and leg hair, often progressing to calf pain when walking, foot pain when sleeping, or open sores or wounds on feet and legs that heal poorly or not at all. Toes and feet may become discolored. At Allegheny Vein and Vascular, the office of Dr. Bob Tejera, we are dedicated to helping patients with PAD achieve victories like walking and sleeping without pain, healing wounds, and ultimately to prevent amputations. For more information or to schedule your appointment, call 368-8490. That's 368-8490. Self-referrals are welcome and most insurances are accepted. Allegheny Vein and Vascular is located at 900 Chestnut Street in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. The Owls trailing to St. Mary's 15-0 here in their home opener at the end of one quarter of play. But the Owls moving the ball here pretty effectively. Elijah Fitton has completed his last 4 pass attempts in a row, and he's spread the ball around. He's got passes out to Ashton Smith, Jared Wilmoth, Dalton Dixon, and Troy Adkins. Fitton, for all the running around he did last week, has not rushed the ball once through one quarter of play here against St. Mary's. Here is 3rd and 5 from the 37-yard line. And Fitton with another complete pass. It's Troy Adkins. He's going to be real close to that first down marker, and it looks like they're going to mark him just shy of it. So it's going to be a gain of 4 to Adkins, and that's going to bring up a 4th and 1, and the Owls on the 32-yard line. Not even 1. It's a 4th and inches. And never mind, cut that. We're going to give Adkins a 5-yard gain instead of 4 and call that a 1st down for the Owls. The Owls will score the 1st down on the 32-yard line in St. Mary's territory. 1st and 10. And Fitton awaits the snap. Takes it. Drops back. Looks out to his left. He's got Dixon there for another 1st down. Dixon's going to go out of bounds at about the 18-yard line. And that's another big chunk there for Dixon as he picks up about 15 yards.
Last 6 passes.
And that's 6 passes in a row for Elijah Fitton, as the Owls start to heat up here in the second quarter. Fitton with split backs awaits the snap, and he's going to hand it off. It's going to be right up the middle and a short gain. It's going to be about 3 yards at first look. We'll see exactly where they spot it. But that's going to be Adkins, I believe, again. Or no, Gleason, rather. So that's Gleason with a gain of 3. Brings up 2nd and 7 from the 14-yard line, the 15-yard line. And there's another handoff. And it looks like about the same thing there. He's going to pick up another 2-3 yards. And we've got a few players slow to get up, but they all look okay. That was Wilmoth? No, that was Smith. So Ashton Smith with another 3 yards. And now we're at 3rd and 4. Fitton might keep this one, and he's going to get wrapped up right around the line of scrimmage. No gain there as Fitton runs out of room and gets to the sideline before he can turn upfield. So 4th and 4 for the Owls. Fitton still, he was coming off 6 completions in a row, and then he's handed off the ball the last 3, or handed off the ball twice and then kept it once. So now we're on 4th and 4. From the 12-yard line, and Fitton with split backs awaits the snap. He looks to his left, looks to his right, And he's going to go right down the middle. He's got a man there, and it's just overthrown to Wilmoth. Wilmoth lays out for it, but he can't quite get to it. A real nice job to let the play develop, let Wilmoth run the route. Breaks free, gets open in the end zone, and just a little bit of adrenaline there. And Pulio comes out to have a word with him, gives him a little pat on the shoulder there. Nice moment there for coach and a new, fresh quarterback who's probably real upset with himself that he couldn't get that ball back. First and 10 for St. Mary's, still 15-0, 9:42 left in the first half. St. Mary's starting again deep, this time from their own 12-yard line. Coudray with a handoff up the middle, and he's not going to get far. It's going to be a loss of two, I believe. Yeah, that's Davis. Comes up 2 yards shy of the line of scrimmage. And that's going to bring up second and 12. Long, real long, nice, sustained offensive drive there for the Owls. That could also push the momentum. It's not always the big plays that you got to break off in chunks to get the team fired up. Sometimes you have long, sustained success just marching downfield, and that can do it. So here's a screen play, and it's another loss of yards. And that one's going to be Nolan Gonzalez blowing up the backfield. And that looks like a loss of four. That's going to bring up a third and 16 on the 7-yard line for St. Mary's. What a big stop this would be. And here's Coudray. He's got a man open, and it's caught at the 15. Puts on the moves, gets to the sideline at the 25, and that's going to be good for a first down. And that's Logan Mosier, the one wide receiver that we mentioned in the pregame. Does have a touchdown here tonight, though the favorite target was Chadsey. Mosier got the look here and comes up with a big first down for the Flying Dutchman. Here's Coudray on first and 10. It's a handoff right up the middle and nowhere to go as he's going to get bunched up back at the line of scrimmage, the 25-yard line, and that's going to bring up a second and 10. 8 minutes left in the first half. St. Mary still leads 15-0. And Coudray looks to the sideline. And they've got two wide receivers out to the left. Coudray scrambling. Shoestring tackle. Loses the football. The Owls say they have it. And they do. Coudray on a shoestring tackle. Loses the football on his way to the ground. The Owls come up with a big fumble recovery by Nolan Gonzalez. Wow, and what a big play that could turn out to be as the Owls will get the ball here on the 22-yard line. First and 10 from the St. Mary's 22. Elijah Fitton and the Owls offense retake the field after a big fumble recovery. And Fitton takes the snap, drops back. He's in trouble. Scrambling out to his right. Has a man wide open. And it's going to be a touchdown, Bradford Owls. It's Jared Wilmoth. Just finds a spot with no defender. Has the patience to stay there. And Fitton finds him for a 22-yard touchdown. And that is Elijah Fitton's first passing touchdown of the year, which would make it his first passing touchdown ever, as this is his first time playing quarterback this season. So that's 15-6 now, the Owls trailing. And the Owls on the field going for two. Atkins goes in motion, low snap. Fitton picks it up, completes the pass, and he is kept out of the end zone after a speedy St. Mary's defender gets to the ball before he can cross the plane. That's going to make it 15-6 after the Owls score here in the second quarter with 7 minutes and 25 seconds left. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Fox's Pizza Den of Bradford has a menu full of oven-baked, meaty, cheesy, hoagie, wedgie, wingy, and salad-y goodness. Call or stop in today for their wide selection of traditional and specialty pizzas, including the favorite Big Daddy Pizza. Open 7 days a week with all-day delivery. Fox's Pizza Den at the intersection of East Main Street and South Kendall Avenue. Order online or call 814-368-8555. Don't forget to ask about the Big One Pizza Challenge. That's Fox's Pizza Den, Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. And the Owls with a big play there to come away with their first touchdown of the night. It's a 22-yard strike from Elijah Fitton to Jared Wilmoth. And Fitton was on the run. I mean, they had men in the backfield. He was running for his life out to the right sideline. And Wilmoth just found a spot where there was no defenders. He stayed there and waited for Fitton to find him. And he did. It goes for 22 yards. That makes it 15-6. And Diane Zier is the second quarter contestant for Toji's touchdown sweepstakes. Here's the return for St. Mary's at the 20-yard line. Going to cross the other side of the field. And now starts to turn it up. Only goes about 6 yards. A lot of running for only 6 yards there for St. Mary's. And that's going to bring up a first and 10. So Elijah Fitton here in his second appearance at starting quarterback is trying to make progress. He had a few, he threw for a lot of yards last week. It was mostly all to one guy, threw a couple of interceptions. Right now, his last 10 passes, 7 for 10 with one touchdown and about 57 yards. I believe that's just going to be an incomplete pass there. Much ado about nothing here on the first down for St. Mary's. And that's what it is. Second and 10 for St. Mary's after the incomplete pass. Diane Zier, after the Owls' second quarter touchdown there, you win the free dinner off the Value Pack Meals menu at Toji's Family Restaurant. As part of Toji's Touchdown Sweepstakes, you can get signed up today at the Toji's Family Restaurant or Toji's Substation. We draw four winning names every week. Here's the snap to Coudre. A screen pass, and he's brought down after about a five-yard gain on the second down. So we'll bring up third and a little bit farther as they mark him to the 40. So it's going to bring up a third and 3 from the 40-yard line. The Owls are trailing 15-6 to St. Mary's. It's 6 minutes and 40 seconds left in the first half. Let's not forget that Owls' touchdown came off of a fumble recovery, too. So, you know, big plays on both sides of the ball here in the second quarter for the Owls. Coudre awaits the snap. He's got a man in the backfield, and he's going to drop back. He's in trouble, and a big sack as 3 Owls all get to Coudre at the same time. It's Brett Thompson is in there. Brett Thompson will be credited with the sack, but he had a lot of help as some Owls defense swarmed the backfield. And there's another thought for the Love Toyota collision of the game. And that brings them back past the original line of scrimmage. So it's going to be 4th and 11 here for St. Mary's in a punting position. There was a flag down here before the snap on the punt. And we're getting word that Bradford had 12 men on the field on the punt return. And that's what it is. So Bradford comes up with a big sack for a loss. And if they didn't, if St. Mary's didn't take that big of a loss, that 12th man on the field very well could have given them a first down. But because it's only a 5-yard penalty, it's still 4th and 6. So they will still punt the ball, and the ball is up. Fitton's going to try to track it down, but it's a pretty shallow kick. It's going to land at about the 42-yard line. So it's only about a 20-yard punt there from St. Mary's, and the Owls' offense will retake the field. 4 minutes and 24 seconds left in the half for the Owls to work with. Only down by 9 now, 15-6, after the second quarter touchdown following the fumble recovery on what was a great penetration in the backfield there to force. They were either going to take a big sack, and instead the ball pops out, and they come away with a big takeaway. The Owls will have 3 receivers on the left side of the field, and that's where Fitton's going to look. The pass is to Atkins, and he's crushed about 1 yard up as the blocking fails him, and couple of Flying Dutchmen come flying in. And a gain of two for Adkins. Gain of two, second and eight to go. But it is another complete pass here for Elijah Fitton as well, who's gotten hot here in the last couple of series. We heard Coach Puglio trying to get to that 70% clip, and don't know where he's at for the game, but here for the last, I would say the last full quarter, last 14 minutes of playing time, he's well over it. Here's Ashton Smith with a completion, and that's going to be a gain of about six. So Finn to Smith, another 6 yards, brings up third and two at the 50-yard line. The clock ticks closer to 4 minutes in the first half. The Owls at midfield, and Finn will get set, survey the defense, and await the snap. He's going to drop back, look out to his left. He's looking for Dixon, and he's got him at the 30, the 25, and he's dragged out of bounds at the 24-yard line. Dalton Dixon with another 30-plus yard reception. That one goes for 31, and he's had three receptions go for over 30 yards. So we're now working from the 24-yard line. The Owls at first and 10. And the Owls with first and 10, 3:49 left in the first half. Here's a handoff, and that's going to get to, they're going to get to him in the backfield there. And it's going to be a loss of about five, loss of four rather. So that'll bring up second and 14. Fitton, again, we mentioned working on trying to get to that 70% mark. He's just shy of it at about 65. And a lot of that, I mean, you take away the first possession, and I think you take care of that and get him back up to 70. So Fitton takes the snap. He's looking out to the left. He's going to air it out to Dixon, who's got one-on-one coverage, and it's tipped and incomplete. So that brings up a third and 14 now as the Owls get reset. Just inside of 3 minutes left in the first half, the Owls still trailing. It's 15-6 St. Mary's. It's third and 14 from the 28-yard line. Low snap. Fitton gets to it. Short pass to Adkins. Gets about 6 yards back. And it'll still make it a fourth and long, but at least they're not at 14 yards. So it's a gain of five to Adkins. And here comes the Owls on fourth and nine from the 28-yard line. Three wide receivers to the left, which is the short end of the field, as they're also on the left hash mark. So a lot of space out to the right. Finn drops back. He's looking to the left, and it's going to be short of the first down, but it is caught by Dixon for an eight-yard gain. It's an 8 yard gain, and that puts him 1 yard shy of the first down. And that's a turnover on downs. 1 yard shy for Dalton Dixon on the 9 yard reception. And it's first and 10 for St. Mary's. 2 minutes and 16 seconds left in the first half. St. Mary's starting off from their 16 yard line. Coudre takes the snap. He's looking out to his left, and he's got a man downfield, but the pass is low, dropped, and skips off the ground at about the 25. So that's an incomplete pass for Coudre, and that'll bring up second and 10. Still working from the 16 is St. Mary's. 2 minutes and 13 seconds left on the clock in the first half. The Owls defense has picked it up here, and Coudre is going to drop back, surveying the field. He's got a man open midfield, and that's where he's going to go. Is it going to be enough for the first down? It's going to mark him, and it will be a first down for Chadsey. So that's a 10-yard play from Coudre to Chadsey. Might have even had an extra yard there, as it looks like they're starting off from the 27. First and 10, and here's a run right up the gut. He's got room to go. Only two men to beat, and one of them gets him down, thank goodness, or else that's a wide-open field there. But it is a 17-yard gain meantime for St. Mary's, and comes up just shy of the half-yard, or the half-field marker at the 49-yard line in St. Mary's territory. Big tackle there for the Owls. Saves what could have been a touchdown. I mean, you have Wilmoth downfield as well. Other than that, a lot of room. St. Mary's, first and 10 from the 49. Coudray, screenplay. It's caught. And that goes to about the 46-yard line. So that's a gain of 7. Brings up a 2nd and 3. Coudray firing right back here as the Owls started to build some momentum. Now St. Mary's is really rolling. Under 1 minute to play in the first half. St. Mary's at 2nd and 3 on the 44 of Bradford Owls territory. Coudray takes the snap, hands it off, run up the middle, and he's going to get back to the line of scrimmage and get bunched up there as the Owls make the stop to bring up 3rd. And a loss of about an inch, actually. I saw him move the sign back ever so slightly. So it's still going to be 3rd and 3 from the 44, and that's going to be a St. Mary's timeout. We'll take a tax-in timeout with him. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors. The WESB Winner's Circle. WR Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889. Dexter's Service and Collision on West Washington Street. See Dexter's and let them do it right. And Wilt's Taste of Pizza on East Main Street. It's always tasty at Wilt's Taste of Pizza. Winner Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long, right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
W298CM Bradford. WESB Bradford. B107.5 FM. This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. The Owls fighting here against St. Mary's as they went up early 15-0 in the first quarter. The Owls score in the second quarter and has looked really good here for the last few sets on both sides of the ball. But St. Mary's now starting to move downfield with 22 seconds left in the first half. We're looking at a 3rd and 4 from the 45-yard line. In Bradford Owls territory, coming out of a St. Mary's timeout. I believe they have 1 left. The Owls have 2. 22 seconds left in the first half. The Owls have also come up with an interception and a fumble recovery so far tonight. Here's Coudray with a man open downfield. And he tosses his defender, but the fumble is out. The ball is out. And we'll see what the call is. Refs aren't making the call. Bradford has the ball. And it is Bradford Owls football. Jared Wilmoth comes away with another fumble recovery. As I just mentioned, that the Owls had 2 takeaways, and Wilmoth comes away with a 3rd. So it's a big stop for the Owls after St. Mary's got rolling there. It only leaves them 12 seconds here to try to find the end zone before the half, and they're starting from their own 30-yard line. But either way, I mean, what a big play by Wilmoth and the Owls defense. Finn's going to find Wilmoth there on offense, and it's just going to overshoot him. Did have some run there, trying to reward Wilmoth for the takeaway on the other side of the ball. Would have had a nice completion there, but it just goes over his head. You can imagine probably a bit of adrenaline going right now under the pads of Elijah Fitton. That'll bring up a 2nd and 10, 8 seconds left, so that only takes about 4 clicks off the clock, and plenty of time for maybe a 1st down and then another shot downfield. We'll see what the Owls do with it here. Fitton takes the snap. It's low. And he's got a man middle of the field with a little bit of room to go. And he's going to get to the 50, the 45-40, the 40, the 35-30. And he's out of bounds as the clock ticks to 0. We'll see if we can get an official marking. For statistic purposes, I think it goes for 40 yards and then he touches out of bounds, or is pushed out of bounds rather. Wow, as they had a real chance there after a 40-yard catch and throw as the clock runs out. But that brings us to the end of first half to play, and the Owls are trailing St. Mary's 15-6 here in their home opener at Parkway Field. We're going to take a break, and then we'll be back with the halftime show. We'll do a scoring recap and stats. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports is brought to you by these local sponsors. The Model T Inn, Allegheny Bradford Corporation, Allegheny Vein and Vascular, Wilt's Taste of Pizza, W.R. Case & Sons, Toji's Restaurant, Toji's Substation, Burns & Burns Insurance, Fox's Pizza Bradford, Kathy Obermeyer, ERA Team VP Real Estate, Dexter's Service and Collision, and Kanjurski Insurance. This is Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports, 1490 AM, B107.5 FM, and streaming at WESB.com and our mobile apps.
It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford. Toji's Family Restaurant on East Main Street features all homemade Italian specialties. Spaghetti and meatballs, baked lasagna, chicken parm, chicken spinach alfredo, plus fresh-cut steaks and fresh beer-battered fish fries 7 days a week. Dine in safely with well-spaced and frequently sanitized seating. Or for takeout and delivery, call 36-TOJI'S. Open for lunch and dinner every day, even holidays.
Toji's Family Restaurant,
remember personal service? Real personal service, not self-service, not that push a button and talk to a robot kind of service, the kind of personal service that you get because people are actually nice, they care, and they really want you to be satisfied. Think it doesn't exist anymore? Think again. When it comes to insurance, Matt Kanjurski and his team are real people right here. Kanjurski Insurance is proud to serve the Bradford community. Visit Kanjurski Insurance today at their new location on East Main Street across from Napa.
Fox's Pizza Den of Bradford has a menu full of oven-baked, meaty, cheesy, hoagie, wedgie, wingy, and salad-y goodness. Call or stop in today for their wide selection of traditional and specialty pizzas, including the favorite Big Daddy Pizza. Open 7 days a week with all-day delivery. Fox's Pizza Den at the intersection of East Main Street and South Kendall Avenue. Order online or call 814-368-8555. Don't forget to ask about the Big One Pizza Challenge. That's Fox's Pizza Den, Bradford.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors. The WESB Winner Circle. W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889. Dexter's Service & Collision on West Washington Street. See Dexter's and let them do it right. And Wilt's Taste of Pizza on East Main Street. It's always tasty at Wilt's Taste of Pizza. Winner Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long, right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
Welcome to the Bradford Owls halftime show here at Parkway Field as the Marching Owls take over for halftime. And the Owls enter the locker room down by 9. It's St. Mary's 15, Bradford Owls 6 here in the Owls home opener against the Flying Dutchman. We'll start with a scoring recap here from Parkway Field as the Owls chose to receive first, they take the squib kickoff. Not much of a return. It gets to about the 35. At first, it's a little lackluster. A few incomplete passes. Not a lot going on, but you can tell the things that they worked on in practice is exactly what Coach Pulio was talking to me about, and that's trying to get Fitton to spread the ball around a little more, trying to get him a little bit more comfortable in the pocket, get rid of some of the plays that show up with the inexperience that you have with a first-year quarterback. Now, St. Mary's obviously takes over there. They end up striking first. We have Coudray throws to Chadsey for a 7-yard touchdown. They line up for the field goal, the point after try, and it's a fake kick. So the 2-point conversion is good. It's 8-0 in the first quarter. Then we have the Owls end up having to give it back. They can't get the offense going quite yet, but again, it's a slow kind of a they get the momentum going a little bit, not quite as much. Now, before the second St. Mary's touchdown, Caleb Shenfield actually comes away with an interception. The Owls are unable to capitalize, but it does well to kind of shift the field position. Anyways, regardless, St. Mary's ends up working their way back down the field again, and Logan Moisier ends up with a 5-yard touchdown reception from Coudray. The point after attempt this time is a field goal, and that's good. That makes it 15-0 in the first quarter. So not a great first quarter there for the Owls, but there were things to build on there. They had the interception, and it looked like Fitton was getting going there. Fitton, for all the running that he did last week, all the plays that he had to make with his legs, he did not attempt a single rushing play in the first quarter. So pretty impressive there. Worked on the patience and worked on spreading the ball around, obviously. We start the second quarter of play, and the first note from the Owls' second quarter is Nolan Gonzalez comes away with a big fumble recovery. So that was on the Coudray sack. So Coudray is dropping back. The Owls get good penetration in the backfield. Coudray is kind of running for his life. Gonzalez takes him down. It's a bit of a shoestring tackle, and as Coudray is falling to the ground, the ball flips up, slips out of his hands. I don't know if he was trying to throw it, what was going on, but the ball comes straight up out of his hands for a fumble, and Nolan Gonzalez jumps on top of that. Eventually, the Owls do build up some momentum. They march down the field, and we get Elijah Fitton with a 22-yard touchdown pass to Jared Wilmoth. Now, Fitton was scrambling out to the right for this play. He had the pressure on, had to get out of the pocket, and Wilmoth just set up on right next to the sideline where there was no defenders, just an open spot in the defense. Fitton sees him, delivers the strike. Wilmoth turns around, runs into the end zone, 22-yarder. The 2-point conversion is no good. And that's how we get to the second quarter score of 15-6. For Toji's touchdown sweepstakes, that scoring recap makes Kathy Eckerd the winner of a free lunch special from Toji's Family Restaurant. After the Owls did not score in the first quarter. They did score in the second, which makes Diane Zier the winner of a free dinner from the Value Pack Meals menu at Toji's Family Restaurant. You can go get entered today to Toji's touchdown sweepstakes. Each week we draw four winning names, two from each location, and we assign them each a quarter of the Owls game for that Friday. If the Owls score during your quarter, you win the free dinner from the Value Pack Meals menu at Toji's Family Restaurant. If the Owls don't score, you win the free lunch special from Toji's Substation. Either way, once your name is picked, you're a winner. You just got to tune in to Bradford Owls football Friday nights on WESB Sports to find out what you win. Also, last note that I had before we broke for the first half was the second fumble recovery. That's the one that Wilmoth came away with after a completed pass on the right sideline for St. Mary's, right near the 35-yard line. Wilmoth gets in there. The ball goes loose. Wilmoth picks it up, and the Owls come away with a big touchdown. They're almost able to score off it, and you got to believe if they had a little bit more than 12 seconds and the momentum shifted in the right direction, that they might have had a chance there at making it an even closer game. But as now, it sits at a 9-point game, St. Mary's 15, Bradford Owls 6. We'll be back with the stats for the first half of play. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Honesty and integrity go hand in hand. Al Dexter and his team has provided complete car care, serving the community since 1986. Dexter's offers complete automotive service and repair on all domestic and import vehicles. From the basics like a PA state inspection and oil changes to complete collision repair and frame straightening, let Dexter's Service and Collision professionals do it right. Dexter's Service and Collision, 156 West Washington Street. Call Dexter's and let them do it right.
Let's go Owls from Toji Substation, where cash is king. Get 10% off everything when you pay with cash at Toji Substation. For over 40 years, serving all your homemade favorites on fresh Italian bread and rolls, and the best pizza in town. Don't forget their Buck a Beer special and a huge selection of craft beers. Toji Substation, 40 years of great food, fast service, family fun, and now 10% off everything when you pay with cash. Cash is king at Toji Substation, East Main Street in Bradford.
Owned locally, respected worldwide, that's the Allegheny Bradford family of companies in Lewis Run. They're a leading manufacturer, supplier, and service provider of quality stainless steel products used the world over. From small food processors to giant pharmaceutical companies, Allegheny Bradford, Allegheny Surface Technology, and ABC Actini. Owned locally, respected worldwide. To see all they do and explore employment opportunities, visit them online at AlleghenyBradford.com.
It's Friday Night Lights, and the Bradford Owls are ready for the 2021 football season. Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate knows that teamwork and dedication are the keys to success. Kathy applauds the 2021 Bradford Area High School football players, cheerleaders, band members, and coaches. Play hard, play smart, have fun. Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate is a proud sponsor of the Bradford Owls. Let's go Owls!
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors. The WESB Winner's Circle. W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889. Dexter's Service and Collision on West Washington Street. See Dexter's and let them do it right. And Wilt's Taste of Pizza on East Main Street. It's always tasty at Wilt's Taste of Pizza. Winner's Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long. Right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
It's the family bar with the car. The Model T Inn in Derrick City. You'll always get great meals and a relaxed family atmosphere at the Model T. Stop in Fridays and treat yourself to one of Jason's delicious fish fries and their other tasty menu items anytime. Relax and enjoy your dinner or drinks outdoors on their beautiful, newly expanded deck and patio area. You'll love it. Whenever you're looking for a great night out, meet your friends at the family bar with the car. The Model T Inn in Derrick City.
Is your insurance coverage up to date? Call Burns & Burns and talk with Ben Kirsch about a free insurance review. Whether it's auto, home, life, health, Medicare, business, workers' comp, or benefits, let Burns & Burns advise you on the best coverages for you. Call Ben Kirsch at 814-368-7161 or stop by the new office location at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford. Burns & Burns, a trusted full-service agency for over 80 years, now at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford.
Brothers, sisters, moms, dads, friends, and neighbors. These are the men and women dedicated to the caretaking of our loved ones after they pass away. They are funeral professionals who often go unnoticed as they go about their daily tasks. In times of tragedy, they are here to help us grieve and begin to heal, regardless if it's a single tragic death or a national catastrophe. They stand ready to walk beside us during our most difficult days, especially now during these challenging times. They comfort us through the darkness when we can't be with our loved ones to say goodbye. They help every single one of us bring closure to the end of life. We salute all the funeral, cremation, and cemetery professionals, these final responders, and simply say thank you.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to the Bradford Owls Halftime Show on WESB Sports. We covered the scoring recap, so let's break it down and look at some stats here for the Owls. First of all, Elijah Fitton has already far outplayed his performance from last week. And if you break it down by the numbers, he's also outplayed his opposing quarterback. Coudray. So Coudray right now is 14 for 18 for 117 yards here in the first half of play. Elijah Fitton, is 18 for 28, which is throwing at a 64% clip. And if you take out that first series, I mean, I got to believe that he's at 70 there. If not, then he's very close to it. He's got 247 yards passing and a touchdown, which is a pretty incredible first half for Elijah Fitton, the first-year quarterback. That's his second start ever at quarterback here. It's pretty wild. Now, we have Ashton Smith with four catches for 27 yards. Jared Wilmoth, three catches for 33 yards. We have Troy Adkins with five catches for 56 yards. And we have Dalton Dixon, obviously the favorite receiver here. He's got six catches for 128 yards. Pretty amazing first half here for Dalton Dixon, as he's been the primary beneficiary for Elijah Fitton. Now, pretty incredible for the Owls. Obviously, we know they have the revamped offense, the air raid offense. Taking a look at the rushing numbers, Fitton has attempted one run. He got back to the line of scrimmage, so it's one run for no gain. Ashton Smith, two runs for 7 yards, and A.J. Gleason, three runs for 9 yards. That's it, 16 yards rushing for the Bradford Owls. So pretty incredible first half of play. The air raid offense is going. And Elijah Fitton is making it work here in his second start at quarterback for the Owls home opener against St. Mary's. They are still trailing 15-6 as both teams exit the locker rooms. And we are just a couple of minutes away here from the start of the third quarter. Let's go through some of the scores from around District 9. Keystone against Port Allegheny. That is tied up at halftime at 14 apiece. Union AC Valley leads Sheffield 57-0. They're not even out of the second quarter yet. That one's starting to turn ugly. Red Bank at Otto Eldred, that is 32-0. Red Bank leads at halftime. Carn City leads Punxsutawney 28-0 at halftime. Brookville is over Dubois right now 14-7 at halftime. Smithport 14, Brockway 7 also at halftime. Elk County Catholic has a slight edge over Countersport 7-6 at the half. St. Mary's Bradford, we have that score here, 15-6. Ridgeway has a 21-0 shutout over Kane right now at halftime. And Clearfield is leading Bald Eagle area 7-0 at halftime as well. There's your scores from around District 9. And that's going to just about wrap up our Bradford Owls halftime show. I am Jimmy Keltz, your voice of the Owls. My statistician and spotter here tonight is also helping me out, Cameron Snodgrass from the Bradford Raptors, and my sound engineer and producer, Nick Youngs, is back at the station. We're going to take one more one-minute break. 60 seconds is all we need, and we'll be back with the third quarter of action for Bradford Owls home opener at Parkway Field against St. Mary's. Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Do you remember personal service? Real personal service, not self-service, not that push a button and talk to a robot kind of service, the kind of personal service that you get because people are actually nice, they care, and they really want you to be satisfied. Think it doesn't exist anymore? Think again. When it comes to insurance, Matt Kanjerski and his team are real people right here. Kanjerski Insurance is proud to serve the Bradford community. Visit Kanjerski Insurance today at their new location on East Main Street across from Napa.
Together, we build schools out of abandoned buildings. Together, we bring food to hungry children in need. Together, we see solutions instead of problems. We are the 1.2 million members of Rotary, community leaders in your neighborhood and around the globe, brought together to do one thing, make more good happen. Connect with us at Rotary.org. Together, we are Rotary, and we are people of action.
WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. The Owls getting set for the second half of play of their home opener against St. Mary's. We see Abby Nuzzo out on the field, warming up the leg. There goes a practice kick. Wow, and she does have a boot. Pretty impressive leg there for Abby Nuzzo. Can't wait to see her take the field again. She got out twice in Brookville, and both kicks were blocked. One was just really good penetration there from the Raiders. The second was just the kick was a little low, and a hand up got the job done. But Evanuzzo had an impressive year last year when she missed, I think, her first kick and then made the next nine in a row. It was a long run. I don't know if she got in double digits. It was a long run. I think she had at least nine. For you listening along right now, obviously, WESB Sports, whether it's 1490 AM, B107.5 FM, and we're also streaming across our sister station streaming devices. So if you have WBRRFM.com open on the computer, the 100.1 The Hero app, and you're listening to Bradford Owls football, but you sure would like some video accompaniment, then you are in luck. You can head to NFHSnetwork.com for the video stream. NFHSnetwork.com. You can pair us with the website, get the video up on the computer, NFHSnetwork.com, and have the commentary from WESB Sports. Pair those together. If you open it up, open up the website, you just search Bradford area and you'll have the video feed for Owls football. It is subscription based. Don't know how much that costs, how long you have to sign up for, if there's any sort of free trial. Don't know on that. But I was told video stream is up at NFHSnetwork.com. Be a good pairing. Can turn up the commentary, watch the video stream of the Bradford Owls as they attempt a second half comeback over St. Mary's. They outplayed St. Mary's in the second quarter. I mean, even just on the box score, we'll tell you that. St. Mary's scored all 15 of their points in the first, and Bradford went 6-0 in the second. So here's the kickoff as St. Mary sets to receive. It's going to be a deep kick to about the 14-yard line, but nice return so far as he's worked his way back to the 35, and we'll see exactly where the marker goes. But a tough, just grinded out a return, and that 35 is exactly where it'll stay. Worked for that one, about a 25-yard return, and worked for every inch of it. So that brings up first and 10 as Christian Coudray retakes the field with the St. Mary's offense at the 35-yard line. Again, St. Mary's got outplayed there in the second quarter. So they're going to be looking to try to turn it back on here, see if they made some halftime adjustments. Coudray has trips on the left, three wide receivers out to the left, one out to the right, and one man in the backfield. Working out of the shotgun, takes the snap, fires off the screen, and he's got a little bit of room there, but a nice tackle from Fitton as he comes in and wraps up the legs after a gain of about 3 yards. But it's stretched out for a fourth, so we'll call it second and six. But Elijah Fitton came in there like a rocket, wrapped up the legs, and got him down. I actually thought he was going to slide right past the receiver, but somehow he wrapped his legs up on his way by, almost like a baseball slide. Here's the snap, and this one's a run up the gut. Short gain, not enough for the first. Going to be about 2 yards for, I don't know if that was Davis or Dornish. That actually was Dornish in on the play. So it's a gain. Oh, they marked him short. They marked him for one. So it actually brings up third and four. I actually thought it was closer to 2 yards, but third and four from the 41-yard line. Coudray takes the snap, fakes the handoff, and gets another screen out, and it's going to be good just enough, I think, for the first down. It's going to be a gain of five. Oh, they're bringing – should be about a gain of five. Wow, they spotted him way short. They gave him a gain of a yard and a half? Oh, there was a penalty. So it was actually still a bad spot, but there was also a penalty. So the spot doesn't really matter. They're still going to go back 10 yards and make it third and 13. It maybe should be third and 12, but, you know, if you want to argue that, I'll concede. Third and 13 for St. Mary's as Coudray trying to build something with this offense here to start the third quarter, but isn't quite getting off to the start that he wants. He's going to send a man in motion. He's going to look out to the left. Check that, to the right. He's got a man downfield. It's tipped and intercepted by Jared Wilmoth. Jared Wilmoth at the 40-yard line, wrapped up at the 45. And Wilmoth with his second takeaway of the night as he comes away with a big interception here to start the third quarter. We're only at 10 minutes and 13 seconds. We were still on the first St. Mary's drive of the second half. And it was just a wide open receiver. The pass went a little high, finger tipped off, got tipped up, and Wilmoth was in perfect position to come down with it. That brings up first and 10 for the Owls from their own 46-yard line, and a whole lot of momentum for this Owls team right now. Fitton, and let's see. And it's a flag on the defense. St. Mary's have 12 men on the field. Oh, no, it's an offsides. Now there's a little bit of confusion up here in the booth as to whether that is 12, a 12th man or an offsides, because nobody's come off the field yet. So if it was 12 men, they're going to get called again. So it must have been an offsides. Still first down, but the five-yard penalty moves it up to first and five, and they're now in St. Mary's territory, and there's a first down. Catch made by Jared Wilmoth for 5 yards. So that's 5 yards for Wilmoth. And a first down for the Owls. And Bradford is already back at the line here. So 10 minutes and 8 seconds left in the third quarter. Bradford first and 10 from the 44. And Fitton just off the mark. Looking for Troy Adkins' back shoulder. And it was about a few inches back too far. Adkins was moving in the opposite direction. He had to spin around to try to get to it and couldn't get the arms out. So that'll fall incomplete. And it'll bring up second and 10, still at the 44-yard line. And Fitton working with two wide receivers out to the right, one out to the left, and a split backfield. And it's going to be a screen pass to one of the halfbacks. Almost had him in the backfield, but couldn't wrap him up. So it's going to be a gain of two. Yeah, two. They gave him three and then moved it back. I thought, boy, these refs are being awfully friendly here. But they did move it back to a two-yard gain. And it'll be a third and eight. And that was Ashton Smith on the short reception there. Third and eight. Three wide receivers out to the right. And Fitton takes the snap, looks that way. And he's got Adkins on the screen. And he's truck-sticked into a first down. I mean, he just lowered his shoulder, popped the defender, and took him forward. So Adkins brings up a first down with a gain of 14 yards. And a nice job from Troy Adkins. We're at 9 minutes and 12 seconds left in the third quarter. The Owls have another first down, this time from the 31-yard line. As they are moving downfield, split backs again, looking to the right, and he's sacked. Tough hit in the backfield there for Elijah, but the worst thing to do there, because he had his eyes on a receiver, the worst thing to do there is to try to make that play while taking the sack, and then you throw it up, and a lot of times that ball is intercepted. So he took the sack. It's going to be second and long. It's a tough pill to swallow. It's a loss of about 10 yards, and it'll bring up second and 20. And Fitton has trips to the left this time, and twins to the right. No backfield. Takes the snap. Another low snap. This time, he might keep it, and he does. He's off to the 30 and out of bounds at about the 29-yard line. So he does get back to the original line of scrimmage and then one. So it'll be about at a 12-yard gain. Actually, he's back to the 29-yard line. So a 12-yard gain there from Fitton on his first positive run of the night. He had one attempt earlier that just got back to the line of scrimmage. That brings up a third and eight from what was a second and 20. So a nice 12-yard gain there for Fitton on the ground. Fitton takes another low snap, and he's going to air it out to Dixon. Dixon caught it, and he goes to turn up field, but he can't quite get there. So it's going to bring up a fourth and 4 yard. So Fitton with another completion here, as that's a better served on a second down type play, but the 4 yard does make it a more manageable fourth down situation. So it is now fourth and four. And Fitton working with trips on the right, twins on the left, nobody in the backfield. And he's going to look to the right. And there's a slant play down there. He just overthrows Wilmoth. Wilmuth darting for the sideline. Fenton just overthrows him. And, I mean, really, what a set there. They end up turning it over on downs on the 4th and 4. But, I mean, you look at what the Owls have done for the last two quarters of play, the last 28 minutes of gameplay, maybe a little less than that, the last 20 minutes. We'll call it the last 20 minutes of gameplay, since about 6 minutes left in the fourth quarter. And can't help but be impressed. Here's St. Mary's, still with a 15-6 lead. Slant pass, and he's tripped in the backfield. It's Darnish with a loss of 2. It looked like it was in the backfield, but they've still got it stuck at 2nd and 10. Now they're going to move it back. So a loss of 2, 2nd and 12. And Coudre awaits the snap. Coudre drops back. He looks out to the right, and he's got a receiver on the ground. Throws it. It looked complete at first, but I believe they're waving it off. It's an incomplete pass. So the receiver was already on his knees, and Coudre tried to throw. Obviously, that's a much smaller window for him to make the completion in, and the ball must have skipped off the ground. They called incomplete. And that's 3rd and 12 from the St. Mary's 23-yard line. And if they can't move the sticks here, and their last punt went for 20 yards, the Owls are going to get this ball back at midfield. Here's Coudre rolling out to the right, and that falls incomplete. So now it's 4th and 12 from the 23-yard line. Nice pressure there from the Owls' defensive line. It's Sean Pitts getting in the backfield, and Coudre had a man, Dornish down there, had Dornish in the screen in the flat, but couldn't get to him with Pitts' pressure in the backfield. So now it's 4th and 12. Their last punt went for 20 yards. If that happens again, the Owls get the ball back in St. Mary's territory. So we have Elijah Fenton, the deep man, to receive. And they are going to get the ball at the 48, 49-yard line in St. Mary's territory. So the Owls winning the battle of field position right now. So far in the third quarter, we're at 7 minutes and 7 seconds left in the third. St. Mary's still leads 15-6, but we've got us a war here. And the Owls are winning the battle. They're still losing the war by 9 points, but they've won the battles. Let's see if they can come away with another. Here comes Fenton on 1st and 10. And, oh, it's just through the hands of Ashton Smith. Had one hand up, and from this angle, couldn't tell if it was just in front of his hands or out of reach, if it went through his hands or if it was just out of reach. Either way, it's an incomplete pass, and it's going to bring up a 2nd and 10 from the St. Mary's 48. And it looks like the Owls will take it from another split back formation. Twins on the right, split back, and one receiver on the left. Another low snap, but this one is waved off. It's a false start on the offense. But that snap, though, is something they're going to need to work on. As I've seen, I think, more low snaps than not. And they've recovered from most of them, but, you know, that's not going to happen all the time. Eventually, it will get you. So after the false start, it's a loss of 5, brings up a 2nd and 15. And the Owls now at their own 42-yard line, or a 47, rather. Low snap. Fenton picks it up. And pass is complete, but it's made in the backfield to Smith, and he's brought down as soon as he touches the ball. So it's a loss of about 2 yards. So Smith takes a negative 2-yarder. And that brings up a 3rd and long. 3rd and 17 from the 45-yard line. And the Owls hit a wall there after the big 3 and out. Held St. Mary's to 3 and out. Got the punt in St. Mary's territory. And now looking at a 3rd and 17. Here's the snap. Fenton drops back. Looks to the left. Airs it out. It's way up high. And the catch is made for a first down. It's a 20-yarder to Dalton. No, it's a 20-yarder to Smith. Oh, Shenfield. Caleb Shenfield. His first catch of the game is a 20-yarder for a first down on a must-have play. I mean, the Owls need that one. And Elijah Fitton dropped an absolute dime into the arms. A nice overhead catch to Caleb Shenfield. 20 yards, first down at the 36-yard line. Elijah Fitton is on the run, and he somehow escapes the tackle in the backfield and has a man open, but it's just overthrown. I mean, Fitton's limping off the field. Fitton hopefully has a cramp. Yeah, it's a cramp. I mean, we hope it's a cramp. We're going to take a look at it and take a injury timeout. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Owned locally, respected worldwide, that's the Allegheny Bradford family of companies in Lewis Run. They're a leading manufacturer, supplier, and service provider of quality stainless steel products used the world over, from small food processors to giant pharmaceutical companies. Allegheny Bradford, Allegheny Surface Technology, and ABC Actini. Owned locally, respected worldwide. To see all they do and explore employment opportunities, visit them online at AlleghenyBradford.com.
WESB Sports.
So Elijah Fitton, on his injury, has the presence of mind to make it to the sideline, and the game doesn't have to stop. Colton Reese comes in and throws a strike on the – Talon Reese, rather, throws a strike on the first pass of his night. So it goes for 28 yards. Was that a 28-yarder? So Reese comes in – or a 35-yarder, rather, yeah. Colton Reese comes in, throws a 35-yard strike for a touchdown, and the Owls are lining up for the point after attempt now. And two-point conversion is up to the corner, and it's overthrown out of bounds. The Owls now down by three after Reese comes in on the Fitton injury and bombs it for a 35-yard touchdown. It's 15-12. St. Mary's leads the Owls. 6 minutes left in the third. Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winner's Circle, W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, Dexter's Service and Collision on West Washington Street. See Dexter's and let them do it right. And Wilt's Taste of Pizza on East Main Street. It's always tasty at Wilt's Taste of Pizza. Winner's Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long, right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
So what an absolutely ridiculous play here at Parkway Field. So Fitton, on the play, throws an incomplete pass and gets a calf cramp. His calf is cramped up. He's limping to the sideline. Has the presence of mind to limp out of bounds so the play can continue. And the Owls roll with it. They send freshman Talon Reese out to the field. He drops back and throws a 35-yard touchdown to Dalton Dixon. And the Owls now down by three, 15-12. Here's the kickoff. St. Mary's catches at about the 17-yard line. They're at the 25, turns upfield to the 30, the 35-40, the 45-50. Tackled at the 47-yard line in Bradford territory. I mean, big stop there on the last chance tackle. Otherwise, that's going to the house. But boy, not where the Owls wanted St. Mary's to have to start after a demoralizing touchdown. They held the Owls to 6 points all night. A freshman comes in, goes 1-for-1 for 35 yards and a touchdown. But now, after that kickoff return, they are able to shake some of that. Coudray hands it off up the middle. And Darnish looking at a 3-yard gain. It'll make it 2nd and 7 from the 42. The Owls have had a few really nice stops on defense, including the last time out, held St. Mary's, made him go 3 and out for a loss of yards. So there's a gain of 3, 2nd and 10 from the 47. We'll see what the Owls can do here. And it's another handoff. Darnish again. This time he's got more room for a first down up past the 35-yard line. We'll see the mark is, but it's definitely a first. So it's an 8-yard run for Darnish. And they mark it at the 34-yard line of Bradford territory. First and 10 at the 34. 5 minutes and 8 seconds left in the third. And Coudray sets up in the shotgun. Dornish to his right. Takes the snap. Looks to his left. He's got a man there trying to make a wheel for the sideline. And he does. It's completed for about a 6-yard pass, depending on the spot. More than that, we're going to call it an 8-yard. So that brings up a second and short, second and 2 from the 26-yard line. And St. Mary's now doing some driving of their own. 4 minutes and 30 seconds left in the third quarter. It's 15-12. St. Mary's leads by 3 with the ball on the 26. Here's the snap. Coudray drops back. He's rolling out to the right. He's got a lot of room there, and he's going to keep it. And he's going to get just enough for the first down. And then is tackled forward, so he might pick up an extra yard or two there. Yeah, so the first down and not much more. We'll call it first and 10 from the 21-yard line. So Coudray earns the first on his first keeper of the night. Here's the snap. And screenplay out to the left. He's chased down by Fitton. Yeah, it's Colin Reitz with the screenplay. Gets about 5 yards away from Fitton, and Fitton chases him down from behind, brings up a second and 5. Elijah Fitton gunned him down on that one. I mean, he wasn't even close to him when he made the catch. 15-yard line, second and 5. And that's going to be a timeout. We'll take a tax-in timeout. That's brought to you by Tax-In Restaurant at the intersection of Route 219 and 59 Lewis Run with the best handmade pierogies around. Bradford Owls trailing St. Mary's 15-12. Bradford Owls football Tax-In timeout on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors. The WESB Winner's Circle. W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889. Dexter's Service and Collision on West Washington Street. See Dexter's and let them do it right. And Wilt's Taste of Pizza on East Main Street. It's always tasty at Wilt's Taste of Pizza. Winner's Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long, right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
WQAM Bradford.
WESB Bradford.
B107.5 FM.
This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Coming back from a tax-in timeout, Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. Of course, the Owls trailing St. Mary's by 3 after the Talon Reese goes 1-for-1 with a 35-yard touchdown to Dalton Dixon. They try a 2-point conversion afterwards. It's no good. And that makes it 15-12. It also makes a winner out of Carol Van Dusen. Because the Owls scored here in the third quarter, Carol, you win the free dinner off the Value Pack Meals menu at Toji's Family Restaurant. The third quarter of Toji's Touchdown Sweepstakes. And here's the second and 5. And we'll see if they give him the first here. It's close. They do. First down for St. Mary's on a run up the gut. And that's going to bring up a first. And is it a first and goal from the 10? Or is there enough for a first down there? So it's a first and 10 from about the 10. I mean, the 10 and a half, I guess. And here's the snap. Coudray has a man in the corner of the end zone wide open. That's a touchdown for St. Mary's. Blown coverage there. So Coudray with the strike. Couldn't see who it was to. I think it was Chadsey, but we'll have to double check that. I think it was Coudray to Chadsey. It's a 10-yard touchdown, and St. Mary's goes up 21-12 with 2:57 left in the third quarter as they will line up for the point after try. And here's the kick. It's a one-step kick. It is up, and it's got the distance. It's good. So that makes it 22-12. The Owls trail by 10 with 3 minutes left in the third quarter. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
It's Friday Night Lights, and the Bradford Owls are ready for the 2021 football season. Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate knows that teamwork and dedication are the keys to success. Kathy applauds the 2021 Bradford Area High School football players, cheerleaders, band members, and coaches. Play hard, play smart, have fun. Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate is a proud sponsor of the Bradford Owls. Let's go Owls!
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. Jimmy Kelce, your voice of the Owls, broadcasting live from Parkway Field. My statistician and spotter, Cameron Snodgrass, is with me here in the booth, the box, rather. And my sound engineer and producer, Nick Youngs, is back at the station. The Owls trail by 10, 22-12, with just under 3 minutes left in the third quarter following the Coudre touchdown to Chadsey. It is their second connection. Chadsey had the first touchdown of the night on a 7-yarder. That last one goes for 10. Kathy Eckerd was our first quarter contestant for Toji's touchdown sweepstakes. No score from the Owls in the first. She wins the free lunch special from Toji's substation. And then Diane Zier and Carol Van Dusen both win the free dinner from Toji's family restaurant. Here is the return for the Owls. Picked up at about the 20. Dixon has it at the 30. He's going to nice patience there to wait for the blocking to develop. And it gets him another 5 yards. I mean, he was dead to rights at the 30, but he waited for the block, stood behind his guys, picked up another 5 yards. And they're going to start at about the 30. Might give him the 36 here. Nope, the 30-yard line. 35, rather. 35-yard line. Or is he at the 36? No, it looks like he's at the 36. It is. So the Owls are starting at the 36-yard line. 2:49 left in the third quarter, down by 10, 22-12, and their home opener against St. Mary's. And Elijah Fitton retakes the field, takes the snap. This time it's a little out to the left, and he's going to get wrapped up, but somehow he escapes the sack and throws it downfield to Wilmoth for a strike at the 40, 35-30, 25-20, 15-10, 5, touchdown Owls! A 65-yard touchdown. 64 yards, rather, from Elijah Fitton to Jared Wilmoth. What a play. Now, Wilmoth might have a bit of a cramp or something. He doesn't look hurt, but he's walking very strangely, gingerly. And he's pumping up the crowd now. Maybe he's fine. I don't know. He's got the crowd into it. Here's the point after try. Fitton's going to hold for Abby Nuzzo. Abby Nuzzo's kick is up, and it is good. And the Owl stands are rumbling as they go down again by 3, 22-19, 2:35 left in the third quarter. The Owls are back in it. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can. But it's just as important to take time for yourself. AARP can help. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
98 CM Bradford.
WESB Bradford.
B107.5 FM.
This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. The Owls just kicked off following their 64-yard touchdown from Elijah Fitton to Jared Wilmoth. Abby Nuzzo kicked a point after in, and that made it 22-19. The Owls only down by 3. Nuzzo also came in for the kickoff, her first kickoff here. And that one, St. Mary's kind of rudely let it bounce out of bounds at about the 14-yard line. Just barely snuck out of there, but that will allow St. Mary's to start at the 35-yard line. First and 10 for Coudre and the Flying Dutchman. Handoff down the middle. He's in trouble in the backfield, but somehow stumbles his way forward and gets a pretty good gain. We'll call it 5 yards, and that'll bring up second and 5. Now, development from the sideline as the Owls don't know if he's still the leading receiver after the 64-yard strike, but the busiest receiver for sure. Dalton Dixon went into the locker room there after the touchdown. He's back out on the sideline now and looks to be stretching out calves alongside of Jared Wilmoth. So now we've got an injured Owl at the 40. And I can't make out who it is. Injured Owl on the field, so we're taking a knee. Meanwhile, a quick update on Fitton's stats, if you've been following along. Ooh, and our Owls player is up and okay. And it's Harrison Morisseau. Harry Morisseau, who is a big part of that offensive line, left guard and defensive tackle. So he has gotten up of his own accord. He walks off to the sideline. Now, an update on Elijah Fitton. We talked during the coach's show about trying to hit that 70% mark, and Fitton's been battling his way up there. Since then, he's made his way back up to 64%. That's actually not the highest it was. He had a couple of drops. So he's 25 for 39 at 64%. He's got 354 yards. He's got two receivers over 100 yards, and one of them is almost to 200, though a good chunk, a 35-yard strike came from Reese as well. Nice tackle there from the Owls. A loss of a yard. And I believe that was Caleb Shenfield. Elijah Fitton was in there as well. I saw a 27. That'd be Nate Girdlestone. So Girdlestone getting in on the action. Fitton and Girdlestone teaming up in the backfield for a loss of a yard. Third and six at the 39-yard line. It's a big third down for St. Mary's. They do not want to punt the ball away, down by three. 1 minute and 45 seconds away from a fourth quarter here at Parkway Field. And here's Cordray rolling out to the right. He's got a man on the sideline, and it's caught. It's caught for a first down and then some. It's going to be first and 10 at the 50. St. Mary's leads the Owls 22-19, a minute and a half left in the third quarter. The Owls have made this a fun and interesting game. Now, if they could just take a lead, I would expect the bleachers here on the home side to just explode. Here's a run from Dornish and a great tackle from Isaiah Fitton. Isaiah Fitton meets him at the line of scrimmage and crunches him there, and that's going to be a no gain second and 10 at the 50-yard line. And here's a throw to the middle of the field. It's good for a short gain, about 5 yards. And that's where he'll be tackled. So it's a gain of five, third and five. And the clock ticks inside of 40 seconds. And Harry Morisseau in on the tackle there. So it must be whatever was ailing him. He has shaken off. And here comes third and five, a big third down for both sides of the ball. Cordray takes a low snap. And it's overthrown. He overthrew his receiver. That brings up fourth and five from the 45 and a decision to make for head coach Chris Dworek of St. Mary's. And it looks like there's a position or a personnel change, and that'll bring out the punt team. Statistician here, Cam Snodgrass, reminding us to watch the fake. As they've already run one punt fake and a field goal fake as well on a point after attempt. So they have it in the arsenal, and it is something that they call. Oh, bobbled punt. It's on the floor, and the Owls, they do the St. Mary's Flying Dutchman do not get the punt off, so it's a turnover on downs, and the Owls take over at the 48-yard line. In their own territory by 2 yards, down by three, 14 seconds left in the third. So a whole nother quarter to play, and all of the momentum now has swung to the side of Bradford as they get ready to switch the field. Just under 15 seconds left in the third quarter, 22-19, St. Mary's lead. So the Owls down by three. They've got things going. Let's see, is Dixon still out on the far left? I believe he is. Elijah Fitton sends Wilmoth in motion. Another low snap and a handoff. And he's able to break through the line of scrimmage and turn that loss into a gain of two. And Smith was dead to rights in the backfield, but somehow has a nice little backstep there and turns it into a gain of two. Gets to the 50-yard line, and that'll bring up second and eight. When we start the fourth quarter of play, the Owls trying to come back in their home opener against St. Mary's. It's 22-19 with 12 minutes left on the clock. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Did you know that peripheral arterial disease, or PAD, affects 12 million Americans and is found most commonly in people over age 50 with a history of smoking, diabetes, high blood pressure, or heart disease? How do you know if you have PAD? PAD often begins with poor growth of toenails and leg hair, often progressing to calf pain when walking, foot pain when sleeping, or open sores or wounds on feet and legs that heal poorly or not at all. Toes and feet may become discolored. At Allegheny Vein and Vascular, the office of Dr. Bob Tejera, we are dedicated to helping patients with PAD achieve victories like walking and sleeping without pain, healing wounds, and ultimately to prevent amputations. For more information or to schedule your appointment, call 368-8490. That's 368-8490. Self-referrals are welcome and most insurances are accepted. Allegheny Vein and Vascular is located at 900 Chestnut Street in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. 12 minutes left on the clock as the Owls try to come from behind over St. Mary's. Down 3, 22-19. The Owls, we were just talking up here in the booth, quickly approaching a record, we think, a school record for passing yards. Right now sitting at 390 yards. And we believe that record, Bob South, who's been up here in the booth, loose ball there for Fitton, and he's going to recover it. And luckily, just come down for a loss of yards. Is that another low snap? So a loss of three there. It'll get credited to Fitton for a loss of three, but he's been taking low snaps all game. I wonder if that was the issue there. Third and 13. But we were just talking, Bob South has been up here in the press box for years as the timekeeper for the Owls. And he says that record for passing yards is going to be right around that 400 mark. The Owls now at 390, down by three with 11 minutes left to go. Fitton rolls out to the right. He's in trouble. He's going to go out of bounds for another loss of yards. So that's a five-yard loss for Elijah Fitton. That brings up fourth and long and a punt crew for the Owls. So the Owls give it right back here to start the fourth quarter as the punt crew comes out on fourth and 18. So Ashton Smith is going to be our punter here in the fourth quarter. Owls' first punt of the night. Had a couple of fourth downs earlier, but just barely got a guy off the field there. And a beautiful punt from Ashton Smith gets him at the 15-yard line. Wow, what a leg. At the 25 and the 30 is the return man. Out of bounds at about the 32. Ashton Smith has a boot, huh? I did not see that coming. A lot of hang time, and I think I just heard 56 yards or 46 yards. Still, I mean, that's a 46 yards punt with the hang time that it had is impressive. We got another Owl on the field, and I think they're bringing out the paramedics here. So this one could be bad. So we think the leg is covered and they're calling for paramedics. So we're hoping that is not the case, but it looks like all accounts a broken leg. We don't have word on who the injured player is, but again, it looks like a broken leg might be suffered here on the field for one of the Owls. And it confirmed from the upstairs coaching staff that it's Sean Pitts on the ground right now, number 16, the senior Sean Pitts. And we're hoping it's not the case, but it looks like a broken leg. They've got it covered up with a towel and awaiting on the field. So we're going to take a two-minute timeout here as they tend to the injured Owl, Sean Pitts. Obviously, thoughts and well wishes out to him as we try to figure out exactly how bad the injury is. A quick two-minute break, and we'll be back with the rest of the fourth quarter of Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. So the Owls are going to have to warm back up here. We've got a few guys running up and down the field, doing some high steps, doing some sprints. After the long delay, we'll get 11 minutes and 2 seconds of the fourth quarter. It is going to be St. Mary's football It's going to be first and 10 on the 32-yard line. And St. Mary's leads 22-19. And here comes the crowd now as the team tries to get the excitement back up to where it was before the pause in the action. And there's the rumble in the stadiums. My favorite thing about being in the press box. Hear the floor quake beneath you a little bit. Here's Cordray, fakes the pass and then hands it off, and it's going to go right up the middle across the 40-yard line. So a nice little gain there is going to bring up a second and short. And that's Dornish with a gain of about nine yards on the play, bring up second and one. So it was a fake pass. It was the opposite of a play action. Fake pass and then a handoff. Here's Dornish again. He's tripped up in the backfield. And that's a beautiful play from Nolan Gonzalez. He kind of ran by Dornish the first time, but was able to turn around, get his legs, and bring Dornish down to the backfield. Loss of one, third and two from the 40-yard line. Here's a big third down for St. Mary's and for the Owls. Here's the snap. Cordray drops back, and it's caught for the first down at the 45-yard line. That one will move the chains. He's immediately tackled by Elijah Fitton, but it is a first down for St. Mary's. They've got the three-point lead there, plus 10 minutes on the clock, and a first down at the 45-yard line. Goudreau has Dornish in the backfield, sends a man on motion, and hands it off to Dornish, and he's going to get taken down in the backfield for a loss of three. So a nice play in the backfield there results in a loss of 2 yards. Make it second and 12, and pushes him back a couple to the 43-yard line. Clock still runs, ticks inside of 9.5 minutes now, as the clock is very much on St. Mary's side here, not a friend of the Owls, down by 3, 22-19. Here comes Coudray on 2nd and 12. Checks the wrist, surveys the other side of the ball, and gets set. He's got Dornish in the backfield, is going to go on a wheel route, and he's going to hit a man in the middle of the field. It's incomplete. And that's going to bring up a third and long. So again, another big third down here, third and 12 this time. I mean, every third down from here on out for St. Mary's is going to be a big one unless they get another 15-point buffer. Just inside of 9 minutes, third and 12 on the 43. And Coudray has Dornish in the backfield with him. He's going to drop back for a pass, scramble out to the right. He's going to curve around about the 40-yard line and let it go. It's a interception by Elijah Fitton. Fitton at the 40, the 45, midfield, 45-40, 35-30. He's got one man to beat at the 20, 15, 10, 5, and he's tackled inside the 5-yard line. Elijah Fitton brings the Owls all the way back. What a play from Fitton, who just got slotted to middle linebacker today. It's his second game at starting quarterback. It's his first game at middle linebacker. And he is leading this Owls team to possibly a comeback from a 15-0 first quarter deficit. And that will go down as a 60-yard interception return for Fitton. And we'll see what the confusion is here, but it looks like they're starting to make their way back downfield. It was definitely an interception, so we'll see exactly what the call is here. Oh, and it will erase the interception, and all the Owls players are getting the crowd into it. The Owls fans started a boo after the interception was erased by a roughing the passer. That's what we think, at least, a roughing the passer. And all the Owls players out on the field started pumping up the crowd here. And here they go again. They're going to get the crowd back into it again. As must be some confusion on exactly what we're doing here. So now we're going to take... Okay, so here comes the penalty for roughing the passer. So it erases the interception. And it's going to give them a first down at the Bradford 45-yard line. Wow, what a quick turnaround from having possession of the ball inside the five to now being on defense at your own 45. And Here's a keeper from Coudray, and he's got room to go. He's at the 25. The 20, he's being chased down, and he's going to go down at the 10-yard line. Coudray on the keeper. Wow, so that roughing the passer now has really come back to bite him. So that roughing the passer absolutely killed it for him. Now here's Coudray, first and goal from the 10. And he's going to pitch it out to Dornish on the right side. He's going to cut in, and he's still on his feet, but there's a flag on the play, and I'm not exactly sure why that play stopped, because it looked like everybody was still going. Oh, we've got a holding call, so that's going to push St. Mary's back a little bit. Maybe that's a little bit of a makeup. I don't know exactly, but that'll push him back from first and 10, or first and goal from the 10, to now first and goal from the 20. And all of a sudden, the Owls have a little bit more room to work with here on defense. Coudray still has Dornish in the backfield and Twins to either side. He's going to look to the right, doesn't like it, and he's in the backfield, shakes a tackle, almost a big sack. Oh, and almost another interception there, but that's dropped. So a batted down pass. The Owls, I mean, are fired up right now, playing like a totally different team. Now, Fitton's holding his forearm here, but seems to move down pretty quick from it, so maybe that was nothing. But it's going to bring up second and 15 from the 20. The Owls barely missed on another interception there, as they had Coudray dead to rights in the backfield. That was Nolan Gonzalez. And here's a pass, tipped again and incomplete. This time, Brett Thompson getting in front of it, getting his hands on it. That one's tipped. He didn't have as good of a play to make for an interception, but he tipped it up. There was another Owls receiver behind them, and it goes over his head. But the Owls are swarming the ball defensively right now. And now it's third and goal, from the 20-yard line. 7 minutes and 45 seconds left. It's still 22-19, St. Mary's leads. And even after that roughing the passer, I still think Bradford holds all the momentum. Low snap, Coudray drops back. And that is completed, a 10-yard pass to bring up fourth and goal from the 10. So, St. Mary's, what do you do here? You're only up by three. I guess you stay in and go for the touchdown and hope your defense can get the job done if you don't make it, because a field goal only puts you up by six. And that's what they're going to do. Fourth and goal from the 10. Very important down. Coudray drops back, goes forward, steps up. It's bobbled, tipped. No interference. And no completion. So a lot of people are going to be mad that that's not interference, but once he touches that ball, you're allowed to make a play on him. Contact is allowed once he touches that ball, and that falls in the end zone. Turnover on downs. The Owls take over first and 10 at their own 10-yard line with just under 7 minutes left in the game. Down by three, 22-19. Fitton takes the snap, drops back, looks out to the left, and that's going to fall incomplete off the hands of Ashton Smith as he bobbled it a couple times and just couldn't quite get to it. The Owls now second and 10. Again, still on the 10. And I would assume we're no longer concerned with what percentage Fitton finishes the day at. I think he is more than impressed here tonight. Fitton drops back on second and 10, looks, and he's got a man there. It's caught. They're fighting for the first down yardage, and he's going to come up just shy of it, but it's going to be a gain of about eight, and that'll bring up third and 2. Didn't see who was the receiving. Didn't see who caught that ball, but a gain of eight, maybe nine. Could be third and 1. Yeah, third and 1 from the 19-yard line. And Fitton awaits the snap. He's looking out to his left, and it just is behind his intended target, Troy Adkins. So now all of a sudden, the shoe is on the other foot, and we're looking at a fourth and one for the Owls. 6 minutes, 18 seconds, a three-point lead for St. Mary's. And there goes Dixon again, as this is the second time he's left the game. And the clock will go, and I believe we've got a timeout here. Yeah, timeout. St. Mary's will take a timeout, and we'll take a tax-in timeout. That's brought to you by Tax-In Restaurant at the intersection of Route 219 and 59 Lewis Run, with the best homemade pierogies around. A tax-in timeout. 6 minutes, 18 seconds left in the fourth quarter. The Owls trail by 3 to St. Mary's. Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors. The WESB Winner's Circle. W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889. Dexter's Service and Collision on West Washington Street. See Dexter's and let them do it right. And Wilt's Taste of Pizza on East Main Street. It's always tasty at Wilt's Taste of Pizza. Winner Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long, right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. Coming out of a tax-in timeout here, and the Owls face a not a do-or-die situation yet, because they're only down by 3, but it's a 4th and 2, and they're at their own 19-yard line. So, or 4th and 1, rather, and they're at their own 19-yard line. So they need a big 1-yard 4th down conversion. They're down 22-19, 6 minutes and 18 seconds left in the 4th. And they're battling St. Mary's for momentum here as well. Oh, I thought they were going to fake it for sure, but they did punt it away. Still plenty of time for the Owls. He dropped it. That might be a live ball. I think he touched it. St. Mary's gets on top of it. So St. Mary's does recover from the live ball after the punt returner touched it. And Bradford just couldn't get to it first. But a punt there from Bradford, I thought for sure they were going for it, but it was probably a good call with 6 minutes left to punt it away. First and 10, St. Mary's start at their own 46. So winning the field position battle here. But can they keep it going? Here comes Dixon again. Back to the sideline. He's gone out to the locker room a couple times. Starting to think that's not really injury related. Might be a tape job, equipment related, or... So here is first and 10, St. Mary's run up the middle, and Dornish will not be stopped until he's had his first down. He's going to get up to about the 42-yard line. So in Bradford territory now at the 41, brings up a first and 10. And when Bradford was rolling, man, they were coming back and looking really good. But you give St. Mary's enough chances, and eventually they're going to stop going the three and out. Give them enough chances, and eventually – one of these runs is going to get through, and that's going to take another minute off the clock. So first and 10, Bradford 41-yard line, St. Mary's with the ball, 5.5 minutes left in the game. St. Mary's with a three-point lead. Another low snap, and here's a handoff to Dornish. And he's caught up to maybe a gain, but looked like barely back to the line of scrimmage. Could be a gain of 1. And that's what it is. Dornish with a gain of 1 brings up 2nd and 9 from the 40-yard line. 5 minutes now on the clock, as St. Mary's very happy to take their time here with a three-point lead, and has really been outplayed since the end of the first quarter, in my opinion. In my very biased opinion. But I think they've been outplayed since the end of the first. They took a 15-0 lead. Here is the handoff, and it's misread. A little tricky play in the backfield there. And Coudre is able to get away with about a 7-yard keeper as they kind of fooled everyone with the fake handoff. But Fitton finally catches up to him after a gain of about 8. It's going to bring up a gain of seven, rather. It's going to bring up 3rd and 2 from the 33-yard line. Boy, what a game this has turned into, an absolute war. 3rd and 2, Coudre, twins on either side. working out of the shotgun, takes the snap, screen play to the right, and the Owls are in good position here. Did they come up with a stop? It's going to be close. Looks like they're marking them just short, and it sounds like St. Mary's is going to go for it. Timeout. Yeah, it looks like St. Mary's will take a timeout here. And we'll take a tax in timeout as well. We'll be back with 3 minutes and 46 seconds left of the fourth quarter. The Owls down by 3 to St. Mary's, who is facing down a very important fourth down. Radford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can. But it's just as important to take time for yourself. AARP can help. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
WESB Sports.
Back to Parkway Field for Bradford Owls' home opener on WESB Sports. They've got a measure to see if St. Mary's has the first down. Otherwise, it's fourth and very short. And it looks like that's what it is. So it's going to be fourth and inches, presumably. The Owls are going to get the crowd into it. See if we can get the stands to rumble here a little bit. There it goes. Goudreau in the St. Mary's offense with a three-point lead. Looking for a very important first down. And they're going to go right up the middle. And it looks like they moved the pile enough to get the first. And they most certainly did. They got about 2 yards out of it. So St. Mary's gets to run the clock out a little bit longer, and more importantly, they keep winning the battle of field position. So looked like Morisseau just came out of the game. He was he had a cramp earlier as well, and it looks like he's getting worked on the same leg now. So could just be an issue, maybe some dehydration, anything like that could cause. Here's Dornish with a run up the gut, and that's going to be a nice gain as well. Looks like St. Mary's picked the right time to find a running game, as they had some success earlier, but this up-the-middle stuff wasn't working earlier in the game. And looks like we might have an injured Dutchman. Looks like we might have an injured Dutchman now as well. Yeah, if that's Dornish, they might have a bit of a problem. They've been relying on him to run that ball up the middle and kill clock. They've been relying on him for time management for basically the entire second half. So if there's a problem with Dornish, then that's something they're going to have to put some thought into. Pretty wild as we're approaching the 10 o'clock mark here on Friday Night Lights. 3 minutes and 6 seconds left. Dornish pops up onto the field here and walking pretty gingerly back to the sideline. And yeah, looks like he'll most likely be done for the night. Doesn't look serious. He is walking off on his own accord, but pretty slowly, with a bit of a limp. And Eli Rippey will come in to take his place as he'll try to take over for Dornish. Rippey off some runs. Here comes second and short, and Goudreau with the keeper, and that's good for a first down. So that brings us to 2 minutes and 51 seconds now, and that'll keep the clock going as well. And the Owls just biding their time here, trying to come up with a stop, get the ball back. But meantime, St. Mary's has snuck back into the red zone. I mean, they're sitting at the 16-yard line with a first and 10. I mean, soon you're not going to be worried about getting the ball back in time to score. You're going to be down by more than one touchdown. But boy, they have made this game fun. Here's the handoff, and they're caught in the backfield. It's a loss of yards. Should say yard, singular, loss of one, but that brings up second and 11. So Bradford has two timeouts left, 1 minute and 53 seconds left in the game, down by three, second and 11 from the 22-yard line. Or rather, the 17-yard line. There's Goudreau with trips on the left. Man in the backfield and one on the right. Here's the handoff. And it's up the middle. He's got a line to the end zone, and it's a touchdown for St. Mary's. Did Dornish come back in the game? It was. Dornish came back in the game and scored a last-minute touchdown. And what a game. That would be about the dagger. So Dornish scampers in a 17-yarder, and that'll be a tough one to swallow here for the Owls as they give up a late touchdown here with 1:20 left that puts the game out of reach. So after the 17-yard touchdown run from Dornish, that makes it 28-19, and St. Mary's will have a point after try. But first, we've got another injury on the field. It seems the longer this game goes on, the easier it is for an injury to occur. I mean, it's going on 10 o'clock. So it's a long time for these kids to be out here suited up. Looks like another cramp, which we have had a lot of, and it's Fitton again. So that would have been his second cramp up of the game. And he's taking off the helmet and coming out to the sideline. Can only imagine that we've taken plenty of timeouts here tonight. So I think we're going to stay with the game here for the next minute, 21 seconds of playing time. And the Owls will have one more chance to give Clifford Woods a free dinner off the Value Pack Meals menu at Toadie's Family Restaurant. As with a minute and 20 left in the game to score one last touchdown. And here's the snap, 2-point conversion. Coudre rolling out to the right. There's a flag on the play. He's going to walk into the end zone, but we'll have to see what this flag is in the backfield. It's a holding on the offense. So the point after try, 2-point conversion is no good. And that makes it a 9-point game, 28-19. They'll retry the point after attempt after they bring him back for the holding. You do get to replay the down. If it was a loss of down, then they wouldn't get the second attempt. But the replay the down gives them another chance at the 2-point. Here's the snap. And a beautiful strike from Cook. Wow, it's a shame that's only worth 2. That was the nicest pass that he's thrown all night. Coudre to, it looked like, Logan Moisier, his guy. And, I mean, you got to tack in the holding penalty there. So the 2-point, the extra long 2-point, and Moisier makes it count. So now it's an 11-point game, 30-19, with a minute 19 left in the game. That just about puts it out of touch for the Owls. But that does mean with the game just out of reach and Fitton, Gonzalez was just down there getting worked on for a cramp as well. So with Fitton having the cramped up calf and the game just out of reach, that means we're going to get another look at Talen Reese. I know Talen Reese's stats for the game. He's 1-for-1 with 35 yards and a touchdown. It's not bad. So the Owls, obviously, you know, the players are going to feel pretty bummed about this one. But, I mean, what a game. And let's not forget, last year wasn't that long ago. It wasn't that long ago St. Mary's won our we went to St. Mary's in week one of 2020, and they beat us 63-6 or somewhere in that ballpark. Right now we're looking at 30-19, and the Owls just had the game put out of reach. Here's the return for the Owls' last chance, and it's Dixon. He's going to get bunched up at about the 20. Get to the sideline at the 25, and he's going to be dragged out of bounds at about the 26. Here comes the offensive line out to the field, and we've got Dixon still out there. We've got, looks like Ryan Ward out on the field for the first time, I think. Or is that Adkins? That's Adkins, number 8. I thought it was number 6. And it is Fitton back out on the field, so Reese will not see the field tonight. Looks like they're going to probably take another couple of shots. Low snap all night long, these low snaps. So luckily Fitton was able to jump on top of it, but again, I think almost every snap has been low. I mean, almost all of them have been at least a little low. Not all of them are like that on the ground. I mean, that one's between the knees. Here's an aired out pass, and it's picked off as he was looking for Dixon. I mean, you'll have that. It's late in the game. You're looking for a shot. It's do or die at that point, and that's going to be the die. That's going to be Carter Chadsey, who already had two touchdowns here tonight, receiving with the interception. And if the touchdown from Dornish, 17-yard rusher, was not the nail in the coffin, that interception from Chadsey definitely is. 45.6 seconds left for the game to wrap up. I would suspect we'll just see a knee here. 30-19 as the Owls put up a nice fight here today. That might, are they going to call that an offsides or a false start? I mean, St. Mary's offensive lineman has jumped into the defensive line on the kneel down. I think they're just going to let them run it out, because let's get these kids off the field. And that, you know, a false start isn't going to change the outcome of this game. But I mean, it was a false start. But that's going to be the end of the game here as it clicks down from 6 seconds and both teams will take to the sideline. A great game with St. Mary's here tonight for the Owls home opener. Didn't go our way, but boy, was it a lot of fun to watch as St. Mary's come away with a 30-19 win against the Owls. And we'll see some sportsmanship here as they meet in midfield. That was one of the funner Owls games that I've had the pleasure of calling. I've been on for the COVID season last year, the 2020 season, and the year before that. And I've only called one win, called a couple of other, you know, fun games. But this was one of the funnest games I think I've called here for Bradford Owls football. It was a good one. They put up a heck of a fight and gave us a heck of a performance. We're going to wrap things up with a post-game show after a quick two-minute break. So we'll take 2 minutes. The Owls fall here to St. Mary's 30-19. Two-minute break, and we'll be back with a quick scoring recap and stats. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports is brought to you by these local sponsors: the Model T Inn, Allegheny Bradford Corporation, Allegheny Vein and Vascular, Wilkes Taste of Pizza, W.R. Case & Sons, Toji's Restaurant, Toji's Substation, Burns & Burns Insurance, Fox's Pizza Bradford, Kathy Obermeyer, ERA Team VP Real Estate, Dexter's Service and Collision, and Kenjerski Insurance. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports, 1490 AM, B107.5 FM, and streaming at WESB.com and our mobile apps.
Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you.
You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
WDACM Bradford. WESB Bradford. B107.5 FM. This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Welcome to the Owls postgame show. Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. As the Owls fall to St. Mary's in their home opener, 30-19. And obviously, it's going to be a bit of a heartbreaker for the Owls players, but boy, that was a fun performance, and we can't forget, just like I was saying there at the end of the game, last year was not that long ago. The season opener, Owls went to St. Mary's in week one last year and lost, I think it was in the 63-6 area. I don't know if that was the exact score, but it was pretty darn close. And here we are now, 1 year later. It's a 30-19 game, and the Owls were real close to it the whole time. I mean, it was a nice effort. For a long time there, they were only down by three and fighting to get back to the lead. They were down 15-0 to start the game in the first quarter. So how did we get to that? Let's do a quick scoring recap. Jimmy Couts here, your Bradford Owls, voice of the Owls. My statistician and spotter tonight is Cameron Snodgrass. He is with the Bradford Raptors. And my sound engineer and producer, Nick Youngs, is back at the station. We'll do our quick scoring recap before we get to our Bradford Owls stats. So to start the game, better start than last week in Brookville when the Owls kicked off and the Raiders came down and scored immediately on the opening kickoff. This time the Owls chose to receive first. They drive downfield. Didn't have a lot of success for the first few series. However, St. Mary's got going right away. Coudray found Chadsey, who was one of his favorite receivers on the day, for a 7-yard touchdown, and they put up a 2-point conversion, which started the game 8-0 in the first quarter. Then we did have a Caleb Shenfield interception at one point, but the Owls were unable to capitalize. And again, we have St. Mary's scoring. This time, Logan Moisier connects with Coudray on a 5-yard touchdown reception. The point after attempt is just a kick. It's good. 15-0 is St. Mary's lead in the first quarter. We'll move on to the second. No score from the Owls in the first means Kathy Eckerd wins the free lunch special from Toji's Substation for Toji's Touchdown Sweepstakes. In the second quarter, Nolan Gonzalez comes up with a big fumble recovery. They had Coudray on the run in the backfield. Coudray trying to avoid taking a sack. He gets a little shoestring tackle, and the ball flips upright out of his hand, and Gonzalez is able to jump on top of that, come away with a big fumble recovery. And from that play goes fumble recovery from Gonzalez, and then immediately from that same spot in the field, Elijah Fitton throws a 22-yarder to Jared Wilmoth for a touchdown. So Fitton drops back into the pocket, collapses a little bit. He rolls out to his right. And as he's approaching the sideline, Wilmoth just finds a spot there on the sideline near the 10-yard line where there are no defenders around. And he plants himself there and waits. And Fitton finds him, throws it to him. Wilmoth turns, runs in for the score. And the point after attempt is no good. They tried a 2-point conversion. It was no good. So we call it 15-6 in the second quarter. That makes Diane Zier a winner of a free dinner from the Value Pack Meals menu at Toji's Family Restaurant. Also in the second quarter, Jared Wilmoth comes away with a fumble recovery. And then just a few minutes later, Wilmoth comes away with an interception. So a huge back-to-back couple of defensive series for Wilmoth, a fumble recovery and a interception. The Owls get their third takeaway of the game, and two of them were courtesy of Wilmoth. Then we had, in the third quarter. So we go into halftime with a score of 15-6. We come out at one point in the third quarter, maybe the craziest play of the game. Elijah Fitton throws a pass that goes incomplete, and he gets a calf cramp. So he's stumbling, he's hobbling around on one leg. He has the presence of mind to exit the game and get to the sideline before he lays down. If he lays down there on the field, there's a timeout called, the game stops. He hobbles off to the sideline and takes to the ground there. The game keeps going. Taylen Reese comes in. Nobody's really ready for anything. Everybody got lined up and that was fine, but I had no idea what was going to happen. Taylen Reese comes in and he throws a 35-yard bomb on the first play and only play that he's in the game to Dalton Dixon for a touchdown. So all of a sudden, that point after try is no good as well. They tried the 2-point conversion there, and that goes 15-12. Later on in the third quarter, Coudray with a 10-yard touchdown pass to Chadsey. Point after attempt is good, 22-12. Fitton finds Wilmoth with a 64-yard touchdown. That was my favorite call that I've ever done in my life. Elijah Fitton, 64 yards to Wilmoth, an absolutely beautiful throw. It was a dime, and then Wilmoth just took it the rest of the way to the house for a touchdown. Point after attempt by Abby Nuzzo is good, and that makes it 22-12. Then we had the 60-yard interception return that was called back. A bit of a bummer there. It was called back for roughing the passer. I think that roughing the passer call loses the game for the Owls, in my opinion. They go from a 60-yard interception return to about the 3-yard line with plenty of time left, more than enough to score from the 3, to a roughing the passer first down for St. Mary's, and all of a sudden they're marching down the field again as the clock ticks out. So that kind of killed it. The final score was Dornish left with an injury, came back and had a 17-yard for a touchdown. The point after a try, the point after attempt is no good, but there is a penalty on the play for blocking on the offense. So they bounce him back for the penalty. They run it again, and it goes good to Moisier, and that's how we get to 30-19. We did have one interception to end the game by Chadsey as Fitton opened up there at the end of the game to try to get downfield. So our quick stats recap here. One last thing. Elijah Fitton had himself a game tonight as he finishes 26 for 43. He finishes off throwing 60%. A lot of that is the end of the game there where he had to open up, and the very beginning of the game before they got into the rhythm there. You throw away the first quarter, and I think he's right at that 70% where you want him to be. He also threw an interception. That's in garbage time. Don't really care about that. But he did finish with 362 passing yards, which is really close to a Bradford record, we believe. We'll have to hear official word on that. And 3 touchdowns passing as well. That's insane for a Bradford High School football team who's been running the ball out of a wing tee for so long to come out here in the air raid and throw for 362 yards and 3 touchdowns. Dalton Dixon was his favorite receiver once again. 8 catches for 198 yards and a touchdown. I looked at my statistician Cam and said, is that real life? And he said, it is real life. So 198 yards and a TD from Dalton Dixon. Wilmoth has 110 yards and 2 touchdowns. So don't forget 2 takeaways as well. He had a fumble recovery and an interception. A heck of a night for Jared Wilmoth. And Troy Atkins has 6 catches for 80 yards. Of course, we'll mention again, Talon Reese goes 1 for 1, 35 yards and a touchdown. Can't get it much better than that. Only thing to do to wrap up the game, we mentioned our collision of the game earlier. That collision of the game by Caleb Shenfield, sponsored by the Love Toyota Collision Center, 911 East Main Street in Bradford, and the Owls Model T MVP of the week. Who do we think our MVP is tonight? It's either going to be between Wilmoth for 2 touchdowns, an interception, and a fumble recovery. Dalton Dixon obviously had some huge plays, or Elijah Fitton for just going absolutely crazy. And it's going to be Wilmoth. Jared Wilmoth here tonight, who goes 100-plus yards receiving. Again, 2 receiving touchdowns. And he did it on the other side of the ball as well with a fumble recovery and an interception. Wilmoth absolutely had a lights out game. The Owls Model T MVP of the week, sponsored by the Model T in Derrick City. Jared Wilmoth, way to go, my friend. And that's going to be it. As the Owls fall to 0-2, St. Mary's goes to 1-1 after the Owls home opener here tonight at Parkway Field. Final score 30-19. Next week, the Owls are in Kane for week 3. We will have a 6:45 pregame and a 7 o'clock kickoff on WESB Sports. Bradford Owls football. Jimmy Kay signing off.